Okay, we're on with episode 6 of Avatar: Crime and Punishment. How's everybody feeling tonight?
Okay.
Okay?
I'm good.
Got a cat in my lap.
It's fine.
Cat's hanging out with me tonight. I'm the king of cats. Cats, cats, cats.
My cat left me. Huh. Probably for the couch with the heated blanket.
Hmm. See, I'm the heated blanket here, because I'm heated and I'm in a blanket. Actually, my office is a little bit warmer than the other rooms in the house as well, because I am fermenting hard cider in here. So the temperature needs to be kept slightly higher than the incredibly cold of the rest of our house. It's going to be very, very nice. I'm excited. It should be ready for Christmas. So, I will be buying
Well, shouldn't you be having spiked eggnog for Christmas?
Yeah, last time I made eggnog, it didn't come out very, very, very well. I mean, it was good, but it's like, I didn't whip the heavy cream very well. So, it ended up coming out kind of, like, less thick than I would have liked. So. But,
should have whipped the cream more.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that. I also tried to make it cold. I know a lot of people apparently make their eggnog with, they heat the cream as well. I'm not so sure what the right way to do it was. So, anyway. Does anybody have anything they want to discuss before we get into things?
You want to get into XP spends? Because I think there were some of those.
There were some XP spends. Let's go around the table if anybody wants to talk about that. Sekfa, you sound like you're volunteering yourself.
I mean, I bought something like last time, but it was really just influence spirits because I keep using it.
Okay, that's a pretty good thing to buy, especially considering I introduced a new mechanic that I swear I didn't pull out of the back of my ass. Actually found it to be a really neat idea, because I figured it's kind of like piloting a spirit in the sense that you're like piloting a vehicle as well. Just.
I paid XP for the benefit that I've been getting all along, because I figured I probably should.
Which is, I
bought the social butterfly talent to get another relationship, which I took Mongo as my assistant.
Okay. Makes sense, since that's what he is. I approve.
Yes. I felt like I should pay something for that.
Yes. Zahar? Oh, actually, wait, no. Before we do that, now that he's your assistant, what's the moxie? Or, like, what's the benefit of that? Specifically, in game terms. I don't have it in front of me on the rules.
He does what I say, and he's positively inclined to me. He should have roughly half my XP.
Okay. That probably makes sense. I imagine that's somewhere on the order of like 100 experience points.
Probably something like that.
Sounds good to me.
I don't know the exact amount of experience everybody has because it's slightly
varied. I think we started the game with 140.
140, yeah, and you guys have been getting about 6 or 7 each session, so you should be at about like 170, 180 right now. So yeah, I'll say Mongo's like 90 to 100. I mean, he hasn't actually been in a situation yet, but I've basically been thinking that he's, like, he's a prowler and nominally a firebender, although I might take that for untrained bender, because, like, he doesn't really do much with it.
Right, like, he can make a burst of fire, but mostly he hits things with his fists.
Yep, or he does the Super Friend-style grab attack, where he picks something up and then does nothing with it.
Yep. Because you can't show punching on TV.
Yeah. You can't. Could in the 90s. Which is great. All the equipment, creatures, and companions.
Georgia, you're up.
Okay. Well, I use my special vehicle XP, which comes from do-it-yourself mechanic, and got myself a just-about-town Sato cycle, which I think I took the sports model.
Okay.
Which is times 2 engine.
Yep, with speed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so and it's got a level 1 frame.
Instead of tooling around town in the Batmobile.
Hey, it's the Foxmobile.
And I am now a times 3 technician instead of a times 2.
Nice. Nice.
So now I get more vehicle XP every session.
Yee! Because you get
so
one
I can
for...
pimp out all of my vehicles.
Yeah, you get one for each of your, for each discipline level, right? Or is it two for each discipline level?
One for each discipline level.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be really nice. You'll be able
so I'll
to
get
just
three every session.
Improve the Zahar Mobile.
All of the Zahar Mobiles. I'll just have an army of them.
You might end up having to have that happen.
You're going to have a submarine.
And a biplane. And one of those...
Actually, it'd be kind of cool if you made a flying machine.
And then one of those, like, aquatic planes, the ones that... Seaplane. Mm. The ones that land on the water.
Yeah. Like, you're going to need to purchase a dock or something like that.
Well, I'm rich, but I'm also mad. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to happen. You're going to end up having to resolve that. I feel like a lot of the session is going to be very player-driven and Fallout-y. I do have
wait,
plot and shit that you could do if you want, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It depends on if Zahar and or Blaze are alive by the end.
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit weird. All right,
suicide.
So you guys are all set here, then let's get right into it. In the news today, a robbery at the First Bank of Republic City was foiled thanks to a violent conflict between a criminal calling himself the Ringleader and the group of masked vigilantes known as the Foxfire Gang, of whom the mysterious Midnight Monk appears to be a member. Police found an explosive device on the scene, which was later disarmed and brought to the RCPD Central Office for further investigation. In addition to the money held in the bank's vault, the criminals appear to have been searching through the bank's safe deposit boxes. For what, however, the criminals refuse to say. In other news, two of our Election Day heroes appear to be at it again. Yesterday, Sekfa of the New Air Nation and Zahar Ishida, working with local nightclub owner Albert Parks, brought Ran Sendo, a man who may be connected to the series of localized bombings that have occurred in the city, to the police for questioning. Sendo, currently recovering in the hospital after being subdued by Ishida and Parks, may provide the missing piece of the puzzle the police need to find the culprit. And finally, a reminder from the news. The Republic City Founders Day Festival will be taking place next week at the Presidential Park following the parade through the city's downtown district. Representatives from across the nations are expected to be present to join in the celebration. Bring your family, bring your friends, come and enjoy good food, good music, and hopefully great weather as we celebrate our fair city's 65th anniversary with the unveiling of a statue of city co-founder Fire Lord Zuko, gifted to the city by Fire Lord Izumi in commemoration of his work as an ambassador across the nations. This has been RCBC News, keeping you abreast of this, that, and the rest.
Hmm. I assumed that was Zahar saying that when she was listening to the radio. Like, later disarmed!
Yeah, later disarmed!
Also, Midnight Monk wishes he was part of our gang.
Well, they saw you guys working together, you know, in response to the Midnight Monk being called out by Ringleader, so it's the...
And so the legend grows.
Blaze is going to call Midnight Monk. Midnight Monk isn't part of the Foxfire.
Yeah. It's like, what is this? He's like, what is this horse shit? Ooh, ah, E. Cat, wait, you just messed with my audio.
Oh.
He stepped on my headphone wire.
Oh, your thing. Oh.
Yeah, he stepped on my headphone wire, and I'm like, whoa!
Because Cat goes, fuck you!
Yeah. Well, he jumped off my lap, so.
Belongings.
Huh. Anyway.
What
so,
do you mean, his belongings?
Let's see. I believe
walkway.
When we last left you guys, Ron was hospitalized, and Mongo picked up Blaze, and was, I believe, bringing him to his apartment, where apparently he's going to either be resting or receiving medical attention, depending on what happens.
Well, I believe Zahar was going to get Soma.
Yeah, in addition, I was going to say, yeah, you headed out to, what do you call it, to the United Forces barracks to find Soma, because problems. And, Sekfod, you were headed back towards the new air station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it was past dinner time, I probably was supposed to help or something.
I'm going to be honest, I completely forgot what I was going to, Oh, no. No, I didn't. I didn't forget.
Okay.
I suddenly remembered everything.
Okay. Is this in everything
oh
I should
God,
know about?
I was trying to repress that!
No, not quite. So actually, since we left off with Zahar, I would like to... Oh my god, I gotta turn off my Skype notification sounder. It's gonna show up over the audio. Getting messages. Don't play a sound.
My cat has returned to us.
Oh.
In the form of rubbing everyone's legs.
There we go. Hmm. Alright, sorry about that. So we left Zahar behind... we left with Zahar in the spotlight, so I'd like to continue along that because you had immediate business in the United Forces barracks, so...
Yep. So I'm gonna look for Soma.
Okay. Now you know what time it is, right?
Like 8 o'clock at night or some shit?
Yeah, about that. So, you know that Soma lives in the barracks alongside the rest of the United Forces, and you managed to make your way over to, I believe that, yeah, I'm gonna say that she probably told you where she lives before, you know, just with the occasional, hey, let's meet up and do stuff.
Yep.
You can, find, so yeah, she's located in the instructor section alongside a lot of the other higher than, you know, like enlistee level
mm-hmm.
officers. I don't know what you're going to do when you're there, other than...
I'm going to head to her room and knock.
Okay. There's not an answer.
I will knock louder. And if that doesn't work, I will try opening the door.
You open the door, and you can see that she is in there, and she's asleep. Like,
okay.
Out fucking
lame.
Cold.
God, she joined the United Armed Forces and became lame. I should drink a bunch and then wake her up drunk. No.
No, it's just, it's a scene that you have never, come to think of it, like, in all the time you've known her, you've never seen her asleep this fucking early.
I know, she's become lame.
Like, wait a second, what?
What the hell is this lameness?
But yeah, she's out fucking cold, like.
I'm gonna head over and, like, shake her.
The moment you, like, lay a hand on her, she thrusts her arm out and, tries to, like, catch you at the throat.
Hey!
No, like, I mean, you're gonna need to make a roll.
Passive
voice.
I'm gonna have to get dice out for this game?
Yeah.
That shit.
Or is your endure better? I don't actually know.
I don't have endure. I have voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotta say, she puts her passive energy into it as well.
I got 4.
Ah, she got 3 successes, so. She thrusts her arm out, grabs you around the throat, and you just kind of, like, brush it to the side and, like, slap her a little bit.
Yep.
And she comes to. God! Huh?
Oh, good, you're awake.
Zahar, what are you doing here?
I need some help.
She raises an eyebrow at you.
Medical help. Someone who won't ask too many questions.
You know I'm going to ask questions.
Yes, but there's not going to be any law enforcement forcing me to answer them. That is too bright.
Who is it?
Albert?
Nope.
Please.
Why?
Because he got hurt helping me.
Helping you do what?
Some work.
This wouldn't happen to be related to how you've been in the news lately, would it?
I've been in the news?
Oh, yeah. Ta-da! What was it? The explosion thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they just had a news report about that an hour or so ago.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Word spreads fast. So, what was it? This guy... just... you? Him? Had a hard time against him?
Sure, we'll go with that.
So you're obviously not telling me the truth.
He needs medical help. Are you going to help?
I want to make it abundantly clear that I'm doing this for you, and not for him.
Okay.
Where is
Thank you. He should be in his apartment.
Let me get dressed. Can you give me a second, please?
Yeah, sure. So when did you become lame?
When I joined the military. What do you mean, like...
like, in bed, asleep, at 8 p.m.?
I mean, it's kind of a long day.
Yeah?
Yeah, I... you know what I do, right?
Teach people, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly... it's not exactly sitting on my butt and reading out of a book to people.
Okay. I don't sit on my butt and read a book at people either.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is it's a little physically exhausting. I try to get whatever sleep I can.
I can do some physically exhausting things as well. I still don't go to bed at, like, 7.
Okay. That's your choice. I have to get up earlier, too. You know, it's like... It's not all waking up at the crack of noon anymore. Can't really go out at
night. I don't wake up at the crack of noon either.
Yeah, but I used to.
Okay.
I'm trying not to do that anymore. So, you might think it's lame, but... I don't know, I'm just... Trying not to be... I guess I'm trying to live up to the reputation, you know?
The reputation of what?
Well, the whole thing that happened last year. It's kind of hard to, like, live with everybody thinking you're going to do something great next, and then just, when you really just want to get a job and not be a useless pile of crap, you know?
Okay. Fuck what other people think.
You know I wish I could say that.
Why can't you?
You've met my mother and father.
Then,
the reason why I'm even here is because of him.
Then you can say fuck what they think, too.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay.
So, like I said, maybe to you it's being lame, but to me it's actually doing something good for my life. Now, come on, okay. I need to... if you want me to... like, if he actually needs real medical attention, then... can you let me get dressed, please?
Okay.
She gestures towards the door.
I will head out the door.
I'm sorry, you what?
I'll head out the door.
Yeah. A few minutes later, she emerges. She's wearing, well, you wouldn't know this because you haven't seen her training in her classes or anything like that, but she's wearing her uniform that she uses to teach bending. And, strapped to her side is the familiar jug that you seem to recall being filled with Voomer fuel.
Okay. You ready?
She nods. Lead the way.
I will head to my new bike.
Ooh. When'd you get this?
Just recently.
It's, snazzy. It's a little different than, you know, the old bike. I like it.
I like bikes.
Yeah, I can tell. Hmm. Wait, did you make this one too, or did you buy it?
I made it. You know, working on it for a while.
Yeah, it's a little bit less, I don't know, it's a little less clunky than the original one. All sleek and kind of cool, and I really like what you did with the paneling in the front.
It'll do. For now. Probably, you know, toy with it a little more.
She's visibly excited at the prospect of being able to ride on it.
Okay.
So, you make your way across the city over to Blaze's apartment.
Yep, and I will head to Blaze's apartment and knock.
Who is it?
Zahar.
You hear several locks unlatching because Blaze is that kind of guy. And the door opens, and the large and familiar face of Mongo appears before you. He cocks his head to the side and says, "Oh, Mrs. Ha."
I brought someone to help medically.
That's good. Mr. Blaze is in his quarters.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for picking him up.
Hmm. Is, she on the up and up?
Sure.
Should I be present for this?
Do you think you need to be?
He steps outside the apartment and closes the door behind you and Soma.
Okay, I will lead Soma to Blaze's room. And he's thankfully not in his costume, because we changed out of them.
I hope so!
We did before we went to Rand's. Yeah.
Yep. So unless Mongo put his outfit back on.
Nah, I don't think he would.
No. I'm assuming he doesn't even really know.
Nope.
Mongo doesn't know. What were you guys doing to get him like this? Not in general, but I mean, like, what was he hit with? These don't look like normal wounds.
I think there may have been some swords.
Swords? She starts, inspecting Blaze. Swords, slashes here, cuts. Some serious bruising in the chest. Burns?
It was a rough fight.
Against one guy.
There may have been others.
And, going to start her healing process. Well, she makes 4 successes on her healing roll. So I'm going to go ahead and say, now, what did we say with the injury rules? I know that we revamped them recently for wounds and things like chakra scars, but what about a just standard run-of-the-mill injuries?
It's just one damage cured per success on the heal roll.
Okay. Well, you got four of your injuries healed.
Okay.
And she will make a recovery roll, although I don't think it's going to be relevant in this scenario. Thankfully, she regenerated. That's good. So, well, the swelling and the bruising have gone down. The cuts are a little bit tougher. Not really knowing a lot more about what you guys were up to, I can't quite get his chi flowing properly. He's, seems a little bit weird that you guys would be running into multiple people when you only ever brought one person in. What happened to the rest?
Guess they scattered.
You gonna go look for him?
He's a bit too injured, and I don't think I should take on a bunch of people on my own.
Okay. You thought about maybe getting the police involved?
I have. That's why they have the other guy.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't tell them about any of the other suspects or anything like that? Is that what they call them? Suspects?
Am I awake at this point?
I think that you probably are feeling a little bit better. You can decide to come to consciousness or not.
Alright.
I'm going to say you got a recovery roll as well because you it's been about an hour and you've been resting, so.
That gets me one health back, too.
Yeah, so you're at 5 health and whatever your energy is returned to you.
I was actually really good on energy. I was full.
Oh, well, that's good.
Because I hit a crit on him that gave me bonus energy back.
Oh, Fantastic.
Yeah, I sit up.
Hey! You're awake.
Hello? I am.
Feeling better?
We'll see. Where's Ran?
The hospital.
Why?
Turned him in.
To who?
Some random guy at the police desk? Smoke comes out of Blaze's nose.
Should I just take my leave, or...
No, I think you should stay for this. We want an audience while Zahar decides whose side she's on.
Whose side I'm on?
Yeah. Whose side you're on. Because it sounds like you just fucked me over.
How did I fuck you over?
Because you took the one person I didn't want to go talk to the police. After he expressly said that he was not going to honor my very reasonable request to not drag my name into it.
Yes, and now the police believe that you helped bring him in, so anything he says against you would probably be him trying to get back at you.
That wasn't your decision to make.
You were a little occupied.
Yes. In a 3-on-1 fight, some kid sucker punches me. Where were my teammates? My allies? Because we're all in this little endeavor together, aren't we?
Yes.
Right, Silma? We're all in it together?
Sorry, I'm... No, but... From what I heard on the news, you sound like you did something really good. What are you all agitated about? Like your name's all been all over the news. You're being associated with a whole bunch of heroes. Like they're really happy about this.
You realize I'm a criminal, right?
I realize you were acquitted of whatever crimes you may have committed.
You've been doing your research.
Yes, it was all over the news when you fucking... alleged criminal.
It was all over the news when we brought you in. You were acquitted. You're not a criminal. As far as everybody else is concerned, you're just some dude who owns a nightclub and may have ties to the Agni Kai, but nobody's ever been able to prove that.
Right. Nobody's been able to prove that because I'm careful. You know what isn't careful? Getting sucker punched by some stupid kid while my supposed friends give him a free ride to the police station to say everything he knows about our supposedly secret enterprise.
Whoa. He doesn't know anything about our supposedly secret enterprise.
Am I supposed to know anything about your supposedly secret enterprise?
Oh, there's people out there who don't know yet? Well, let's tell her, Zahar.
No. I'm not getting involved with this.
Oh, you don't want to know about our secret illegal activities? Everybody else knows.
They don't!
Oh, really? Sekfa went blabbing it.
Okay.
And that Ran kid, if he ever learns to put one and one together, will be able to figure it out. And apparently he's going to be doing that in police custody now.
Except he doesn't have any proof.
You don't need proof to destroy your reputation. Haven't you ever read a paper?
Yes, he's not telling the news. In fact, he would be unable to reach the media in police custody.
Right. No police officer has ever been an anonymous source to a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Silly me.
Sorry, I'm not sure what you guys are arguing about here. It sounds like you're doing some really messed up stuff, and I'm just here to patch up your cuts and your bruises and your burns, and that's it. I'm all set. I've got a job.
What's your fee?
My fee is please don't kill me.
Why would I kill you?
I don't know. You're feeling really unhinged right now. You're talking about all sorts of weird stuff that you say is illegal. And it sounds to me like all you did was bring in some dude who was bombing the city.
I'm just a little grumpy.
Well, yeah, you look it. You look like you got your ass kicked.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Look, whoever this guy was, he was obviously good enough to make it look like you got pounded on by, like, a whole wrestling team.
Right, an entire gang.
Yeah, so you should be happy you brought him in and he's off the streets.
Off the streets, safe in the hospital.
I just see the grin on Nick's face right now, and I'm assuming it's in character.
Yeah, it's probably in character. Yeah, see? No harm, no fault. He's under police custody. You did good. You're not a criminal today.
Well, what time is it?
A little after 8.
It's like 8. Poor I don't know. It's like 8:30.
Thank you, Soma. I will fish around for my wallet and pull out a stack of yuans.
She shoves it away and is like, forget it. I'm leaving. I don't want any part of this. You get yourself all banged up again. We'll see what happens.
I didn't ask you to come the first time.
Actually, you did.
Okay, that time I did. I didn't ask you to come this time. I've never asked you to help me.
That's very telling of your relationship with Zahar. And then she leaves. kind of tips her jug to Mongo on the way out. It's like...
Well, now I've got to kill a man in the hospital under police custody.
And why do you have to kill him?
Well, at first it was so he didn't talk. Now I just need to prove a point.
Then what's the point?
The point is that you don't fuck with me.
Okay.
My business is all about reputation, and mine has been very damaged today. And in fact, has been growing increasingly damaged since I've started with you on this endeavor.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we can salvage this. We need to get rid of Ran and the Midnight Monk. Well, we need to unmask him, find out who he associates with.
Need well, to according to the news, threats. Oh.
Yeah, well, he can have you guys. Need to contain the triple threats before they burn down Hotman's. Got that ticking clock. Fortunately, there's enough news coverage to prove the existence of Foxfire and her lightning-throwing ways. You're staring at me. What?
I'm just watching. Curious on what you're going to do.
I'm working it out. I had a plan. Was rather contingent on having allies. Where did Sekfa go?
Probably your Temple Island.
Smash cut to Sekfa. Sekfa, what are you doing?
Probably. Dinner clean up, getting ready for bed. It's about that time.
You ready to get accosted?
I suppose.
I'm gonna get accosted.
By who?
Who do you think?
Tenzo?
He's tall, he's handsome, he's 56 years old.
Just absolutely ripped to shreds, too.
He is, isn't he? Yeah. When they had him captured, got his shit kicked in. He's looking otherwise pretty good. So anyway, you are cleaning up after dinner when you are approached by your glorious leader. Sekfa, I'd like to take you aside and speak with you for a moment.
Oh, okay. I will kind of finish what I'm doing and then follow.
He guides you away from the rest of the airbenders into a secluded location in the compound. Sets you down. Now, you weren't at dinner tonight.
I was busy.
Busy?
Mm-hmm. I was helping Sahar with something.
I see. What were you helping her with?
Well, I don't know if you heard the radio already, but we found one of the people who were doing the explosions and hurting the spirits.
Oh, right, yes, of course. Huh, I had actually just heard about that just before dinner. Just before dinner? Just after dinner.
But, yeah. So I was, you know, playing with spirits as usual, and then I recognized one of the places where they got hurt, and then I went to Zahar for help, and then found this marking, and then we traced it to this guy, and then he, so on and so forth.
Oh, so you were... I see. Oh, I was worried for a moment. You
have been a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for here? Well, I suppose your attention to your duties in Air Temple Island has been lacking as of late, and I was just growing concerned, but it sounds like you're... No, no, it's... It sounds like you're doing some real good out there.
I try.
Well, he puts his hand on your shoulder and says, I just want you to know that if you find yourself overwhelmed, feel free to seek solace here. You can speak to us, anyone, any of the masters, and we'll be very willing to make accommodations for your circumstances when you're helping your friend Zahar.
Okay, thank you. But I still want to, you know, do my duties and learn what I need to learn and read all things and...
Sekhfa. Part of your training is opening your mind to as many experiences as possible. But you can't. You are still very young. Not everyone in the Air Nation is destined for immediate greatness. It comes with time, training, effort. You have to make sure not to burn yourself out. You're very far from home. I just want to let you know that I'm concerned.
Okay. Thank you, Master Tenten. I'm sorry. Sorry for making you worry.
It's all right, Sekhfa. I think you should get some rest tonight. Feel free to... retire early from our evening meditations.
I think that would be a good idea.
I had another question. How is Muimui doing?
Good, I think. She was a little tired after we were kind of flying around everywhere today, but...
But, I mean, in relation to the other thing that...
Good, I think.
Her little circumstance?
It's a little hard to tell. I mean, how do you tell?
Well, but I've been doing some reading on the subject.
Oh, really? Ooh. Can I read too?
It's in the... We have a library, so I imagine you would be able to.
Which books? Which girls?
Hold on, just a moment, please, Sekhfa.
Okay.
You're welcome to... I'll prepare a list of materials for you to research at your will, but... Again, this is more of my request that you not burn yourself out on your responsibilities.
But I'm supposed to take care of her!
And that's what I'm about to get at.
Okay.
You should
We're taking your moimoi away.
They say in the materials that I've been poring through that a phoenix is very influenced in its youth by the circumstances through which it is raised. And as Muimui's partner and sister, she looks to you for guidance on many matters. I would advise you, then, to... Well, I just think that all of the stress and all of the oddities that have been happening around you in your life lately may not be the best thing for your partner's upbringing. So you can understand my concern. I'll
prepare a list of materials for you to read through. You might find it some interesting bedtime literature.
Okay, thank you.
A phoenix to your flying bison. He leaves you on your way and departs. Later on, as you're settling into your room, you'll be able to find a list of the documents and books and tomes in the Air Nation's library that he's managed to cobble together for you. You can research those at your will.
Okay, I'll set that aside because of time.
So now that little interlude is over, back to Sahar and Blaze. Following that interruption, what have you guys been up to since wondering where the hell Sekhvah is?
I get up out of bed, change into fresh clothes.
The fresh clothes or standards fresh clothes?
I've had a hard time hearing you. Is that just me?
I don't know.
Maybe? I
seem to hear him okay.
Okay. I can project my voice a little bit more. Is that better?
Yeah, I think I just had some weird distortion on my headphones or something.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I will get dressed up in one of my suits.
Okay, not like the costume?
Yes.
Sorry, is that a yes as in you're going to be wearing regular clothes or a yes as
yes,
in you're wearing...
Yes, regular clothes. Okay.
I don't know why I couldn't comprehend that for some reason.
Lays about town suits, yeah. Clothing.
Okay. The Albert Park legitimate businessman costume.
Mongo, I need to buy a car.
Yes, Mr. Blaze, but it may be slightly...
He looks at his bare wrist and realizes he doesn't know what time it is. Are there any places open to purchase a car right now?
I don't know. We'll just keep an eye out for one we like on the way. Maybe I'll just buy someone's car.
With or without money. Mungo is capable of doing both.
With money, of course. Well, Zahar, it's been a lovely evening. Get the hell out of my home.
Have a good night.
Yes, it will be a difficult one to salvage, but thank you.
I will leave.
Quick question. Where is the fuzzy spirit? Is he with me?
I assume he's been with you this entire time, yeah.
Okay.
It's not an unusual sight for people on the Air Temple Island to see you with, like, random cute little spirits around just because of what you've been doing lately.
True. Okay.
So, like, it's become something of a more common occurrence. Like, people will just kind of comment about, oh, yeah, you got a cute little fuzzy buddy with you today.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah. It's like, hey, collecting these things.
Gotta catch them all.
Some of the, actually, that does bring up something I wanted to mention. Some of the younger air acolytes are starting to, like, during your daily routines, ask you about your spirit technique, like your ability, whatever it is you do to influence spirits. Like, it seems like they kind of want to start learning from you.
Okay. I'll try to explain, but be really bad explaining it.
Awesome.
But do the thing with the stuff.
You just feel it like
there's talk that you might like that your ability to influence spirits might be like a new area of research for the Air Nation. It's something like you might be able to get your master tattoos from with a little bit more work, like if you were to present it to the Air Nation acolytes.
Like, that could be her airbender thesis?
Yeah, like, her technique. Kind of like how Dalun got his tats from his sound bending. Like, Sekhvah's ability to influence spirits, like, might be something that she could share with the Air Nation. But it's just something that people have been throwing around. Like, you've actually, with all of the fame that you've gotten from being, like, a hero and all that stuff, like, it's... One of the weird kind of lingering ideas was, why did DeLune get his tattoos and you didn't? And it was that.
Ageism.
Like, I mean, it was kind of obvious that, like, you're, whatever the hell was happening, like, maybe you weren't there and you're training yet, but people are talking about how impressive, like, your ability to sync up with spirits is.
It's all ageism.
Yeah.
Especially since he was refusing to get his daughter to get the tats for a while.
Yeah. Well, she did come up with a new technique, though. Mm-hmm. I think that was what that... Like, it wasn't
and
her technique...
And he still didn't want to give her them, even though she was, like, better at shit than he was.
Well, it's not about being better, though, is the thing. Mastery was about, like, coming up with something that you could share with the Air Nation, and for Jenora, it was that Team Tornado thing that she did. I think that was what it was, anyway.
I think it's more he didn't want to admit that his dog was all grown up.
Yeah, I think it was.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that is. And so I've kind of been trying to channel that with, like, the way that he treats Sekhfa as well, is that he tries to, like, he's kind of trying to see her as, like, a daughter that, like, a new daughter for him to take on, because he apparently can't have enough kids.
Right, nothing sure creepy about that at all.
It's his duty to rebuild the Air Nation.
Yes, a self-imposed duty.
It's a noble endeavor. But, so yeah, sorry, that little, I had wanted to bring that in, but it's just, like, something that you should be informed of, is that people have been talking about your spirit abilities, and it's starting to kind of be kind of interesting to them. So, Blaze?
Fine. No car dealership. Keep your eyes open for good cars on the way. We need to go to the hospital. We might need to round up a posse and kill a snitch. And depending on how the evening goes, there might be a little arson involved.
Okay, Mr. Blaze. Shall I get the usual crew together?
Please. I need to go to the hospital. Would you like to drive me, or shall I take the car myself?
Trick question.
You seem a little bit tired to be driving, Mr. Blaze.
Fair enough. Well, that's why I need to go to the hospital.
Sounds like a wonderful idea. Vroom. So, Blaze, what would you consider a usual crew for the Agni Kai? It's time to negotiate your position in them.
I assume 3-man teams?
Yep.
I'm not sure exactly what you're looking for here.
I just want to know, are you going to be a part of that 3-man team, or are you going to be summoning a 3-man team alongside you and Mongo?
For this, I think Mongo and I can handle beating a snitch, and any 3-man team of firebenders can handle arson. But I haven't decided on arson yet.
Okay.
It's a possible arson. They're on deck for arson.
Alright. So...
Possible arson, if I give the word.
Before you leave, Mongo makes the call to Hotman's. You've got a crew on standby. You're going to have to get to a phone at some point to relay the message to them if you decide the arson is going to be on the menu.
Okay.
And let's see. I feel like you should make me some kind of roll to determine just how good these guys are. Because you have underworld connections.
I do have underworld connections.
So, roll me underworld.
It'll be baby's first arson.
Yeah. No. I would like to know. Yeah, I just want to know what level of dudes you're going to be summoning here.
Come on, baby's first arson.
All right, I will throw 5 dice into it.
Okay.
3.
3 successes. All right, you're going to get a bunch of rank 2 firebenders helping you out.
Okay.
Let's see. More would give you better benders. But I have a general idea of what type of person you'll have flanking you. So you've got a three-man team. A three-man arson team ready to go on your command. I should mention, the hospital is frighteningly close to triple threat territory.
Okay.
So any arson that you commit is going to be tempered by that knowledge.
Providing it's not Zahar's place.
Yeah,
that's a big assumption about where we're burning down.
Well, I don't know where Zahar. I don't know where Zahar puts her apartment. I assume maybe she moved into Agni Kai territory because
yeah, it would probably be either neutral or Agni Kai.
I would imagine it'd be Agni Kai because she lives above her shop.
Established before, yes. It was at the edge.
We established
of Agni
her shop
stuff.
Is in yeah. Agni Kai territory yeah. because, yeah. boy, it's in Blaze's territory.
Yeah.
Right, so, but I'm just saying that if that is also, if that was for the hospital, then it's not in your
yeah.
territory, so.
So, yeah, potential gang war.
Yep.
Notice.
Uh-huh.
If
hospital arson.
Or near hospital arson.
Alright, so, there is a hospital, and you are making your way to it with Mongo.
Okie dokie. Something happen I should know about, or do we get to this hospital?
No, you get to the hospital pretty reasonably. I mean, there's no news reports of anything weird happening. You're hearing about what happened earlier tonight. You're hearing about Sendo being sent to the hospital. You're hearing about, you know, your own name is on there. And it's like, hey, local nightclub owner Albert Parks. You know, they're not doing, like, any kind of VHS behind the music or anything like that on you. So I think you're all set. You make your way there. And I don't know what you have planned, so I'd like to know what your actions are once you arrive.
I'm going to inquire about which room is Rand's.
People are going to say, hey, aren't you Albert Parks?
I am.
Yeah. I heard you brought this guy in.
I did.
Hmm.
I did indeed.
Yeah.
Just doing my part for the community.
Yeah, he's fourth floor, room 413. He's in recovery right now. They got a couple of waterbenders on him really hard. I guess the police really want this guy.
Yes, I bet they do. Okay, I will head upstairs to the recovery room.
So the recovery room is flanked by, like, there. All right, so recovery is, there's nurses truffling around everywhere. There's, couple of doctors do making their rounds. It's a surprisingly robust hospital. I mean, I don't know if you've ever actually been here or if you do all of your medical work with back alley doctors, but
veterinarians.
Yeah. Well, from Mongo anyway.
Yeah.
circus act. Homer, I'm taking you to a vet. Bless from the past there. Of course, you get to room 413, and naturally there are police officers outside of it.
Of course.
The usual. They're actually not the metal bending kind of cops. They're just
regular old beat cops.
Yeah, they're beat cops. Standard Public City uniform. They don't look like they're the They don't look like they're affiliated with any like the elite teams or anything like that. It's just cops.
Standard cop.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, I need to have a word with the prisoner.
Oh, prisoner, hold on a second. This guy's under police protection.
No, I put him there.
Dude on the, dude who didn't say that just now says, hey! Yeah, you're Albert Park! Parks! Parks! Sorry! Parks! Plural!
Don't worry, it happens all the time.
Yeah. You, look, you know, we're not letting anybody see him right now. He's still in recovery. We police got exclusive access to this guy. He's under our protection right now. We can't let anybody speak to him.
Oh, you misunderstand. I'm here on police business. Inspector Tante sent me.
Tante?
Yes.
Whoa. That's funny.
What's funny about that?
Well, just that... Gosh, Inspector Tante said that he was going to meet you about exactly this.
Yes, and then I've come here. I just told you he sent me.
Oh! Really? Huh. Yeah, you're going to have to make me a roll.
Okay, awesome.
Make me an obstacle 3 deception.
I am going to put 7 energy into it because okay. I do not have deceive. I really need it.
I don't know why you keep on deceiving all the time if you don't have it.
You have restraint or
so close. 2.
Well, all right, hold on a second. Let me get a phone and call it in. I think, if he's already met with you, he should be back at the station. Just give me one, give me 2 minutes. We'll go on. There's a phone down in the other hallway. So one of the police officers leaves, and he's going to go and call it in. The other one shrugs and says, hey, yeah. It's standard procedure, sorry. Tante's a little weird like that. He likes to really make sure of things, you know?
Yes.
This guy's inscrutable. So half the time I can't even tell what he's talking about. And the other half of the time he's bringing in people like this guy. Just like you. You're a pair of regular heroes, huh?
Regular heroes.
Hmm.
How long do you think this is going to take? I don't want to alarm you, but time might be a factor here.
Jen just has to go and call the police station and then, you know, get in touch with Inspector Tente and, see if you see what he wants you to ask him about. You know, maybe we can help in questioning. I mean, if you really are here on police business, you know. It's kind of weird. Gosh, I haven't seen you in the, help. I imagine you helping the police, though. Wow.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, yeah, you remember that whole thing that happened last year. You've really turned over a new leaf.
I still don't know what you're talking about. Are you referring to the crime of which I was acquitted?
Yeah. You know, you're getting yourself into a whole bunch of, like, legal trouble, and then suddenly here you are. You're back to being a really, like, pillar of the community kind of fella.
Do you know what acquitted means?
Yeah! That's what I'm trying to say.
I was not found guilty of any crime.
Right. Yeah, we really had egg on our faces on that. Let me tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, Tente holds it over our head every day. Well, not every day. I'm exaggerating.
Seems rather rude of him to move into your line of work just to gloat.
Nah. Yeah. Truthfully, kind of don't really understand. Well, I'm sure you know the man better than I do.
Oh, sometimes I think I do, and then, like you said, half the time I don't know what he's talking about.
The man that you assume is Jin comes back a moment later and says, hey, Mr. Parks, I'm sorry, but there's... Nobody, Tente's not even at the station. Look, we're not going to be able to let you in. I'm sorry. Maybe when he gets back, he'll call us in, give us a bit of a status update. We'll see what happens. Can you, wait at all? I mean, if this is really urgent.
I'm afraid it's too urgent to wait. Don't worry about it. I will talk with Tente. He doesn't need to know. You know. well, that you guys kind of got in the way. But procedures are procedures, I understand fully.
Sorry about that, but don't worry, he's going to be here. He's not leaving, not going to make a move a muscle without us knowing about it.
Good. Hey, he hasn't lawyered up yet, has he?
He's been unconscious the entire time.
Okay.
Probably going to get a public defender.
Yes, with that kind of protection, he'll squeal in no time.
Squeal?
Yes, reveal everything he knows about his organization. Public defenders, you know. They're not worth what they're paid. I'm going to walk away from these guys.
Okay. Mongo follows after you. And the moment you're out of earshot, Shot says, Mr. Blaze, that didn't... Did you... I mean, I could... And then he kind of punches his hand into his fist.
We don't want to start a brawl with the police in the middle of a hospital. What we do want to do is hire the second best defense attorney in the city.
Okay. What happens if doesn't he get to choose who his lawyer is?
Yes, but when your choice is between a public defender and a very expensive lawyer who's been paid for by an anonymous benefactor, I know which one I'd take.
The public defender? Because that's what you did.
My situation had unique outside pressures. And it worked. My lawyer was excellent. I don't expect you to understand. I just need a telephone.
Couldn't help you. But you can look for one.
Well, I have a good inkling of where there's one.
Yeah. You go to the exact same phone that is used by, as used by the police officer to call the station to call I don't know who, but I'd like you to, tell me who you're going to call.
That lawyer I was going to hire for myself before I got the public defender.
Ah.
Oh, you're only going to hire the second best for yourself?
Well, the problem is that the best is Tente.
Yes.
Well, the best for the Agni Kai, certainly.
And I don't think I can hire him for that. yeah, I'll call that lawyer.
So, who would have been your attorney if the favor hadn't been called in? The Agni Kai works in some serious ways.
No, but I bet he's expensive.
I bet he's going to move you two ticks down on the wealth track.
Fair enough.
How will you afford your car?
With all my other money.
Yeah. No, I'm just a plebe name? Who's always that comfortable.
So yeah, can I call that a lawyer?
Sure. You call the law offices of Ash and Tinder.
Okay.
Because we're going with a theme here. It is late, and nobody is there.
Well, I'll call the operator and ask for Mr. Tinder's home address, their home phone.
Okay. The operator connects you, puts you through. And the weaselly voice of the second best attorney in the city, working for the Agni Kai, comes up on the other line.
Mr. Hello? Tinder.
Oh.
It's Albert.
Albert Park! Sir! Right. Sorry. What can I do for you? It's a little bit late to be, taking a call, isn't it? How'd you get this number?
Billable hours. There's an operator.
Ah, thought this was unlisted. Gonna have to speak to them about that.
That's beneficial to me. I need you to take on a new client.
Ah, who is it? You? No. You're a pet gorilla?
Mongo has blessedly not committed any crimes he's been caught for.
Lately?
No. That boy ran.
What boy ran? Been a little busy. What are you talking about?
Turn on the news. They're saying I turned him over to the police.
You? You're working for the police? Oh, yeah, that's fucking rich!
The story's a little muddled. I was trying to murder him before he squealed.
He squealed?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to... A squeal? He's a squealer what, against the Agni guy?
Yes.
Yeah? Huh. You, So let me get this straight. You... Albert Blaze Parks want to hire me to defend a guy that you brought into the police.
Yes. Because I don't want him to tell the police anything. I don't see how this is complicated for you.
No, it's not. I'm just trying to not laugh my ass off.
I was not able to finish murdering him before police.
Okay. All right, nope. Sorry, nope.
What, you don't want to hear anything you're mandated to report?
I'm just saying that...
Stop digging. Maybe... I want to hire you to defend this guy.
You shouldn't... What... I'm sorry. I was told by the operator that you were calling me from a hospital.
Yes.
Now, what I would recommend you do is not talk about whatever the hell it is you just said that I conveniently didn't hear in a public place.
Are you going to get down here or not?
I'm not going to get down to the hospital, but I will meet you at our offices. Give me 25 minutes.
No, I need you down here before that idiot says something to someone.
Okay, well, I am across the city, and it would take me 25 minutes to get here anyway. So
add
give me 25 minutes.
Hours.
We're not talking about money here, believe me. We'll talk about money later, but it sounds like you've been stuck in between a rock and a hard place.
Well, at some point, Tente is going to come talk to this boy. And I need someone better than Tente to stop him from talking.
I'm very flattered that you would say that. I'll be there immediately.
Thank you.
He hangs up. It takes him 25 minutes to get there because of traveling time. Thankfully, Tente doesn't show up.
Because he's still in Blaze's office.
Good.
This guy looks like he is literally made of oil and grease.
His
hair is slicked back, pomade. His shoot, pinstriped and shiny. This guy looks like the greasiest motherfucker in the city.
Mr. Tinder, thank you for coming.
It's not... Let's not speak too much about this. Where's the patient?
I've had a bit of an evening, so we'll keep this one short and sweet. He doesn't need to know, and in fact should not know, who hired you, just that your fees have been paid in full, and that he should not say anything that could possibly incriminate him. I don't care if he goes to jail, I don't care if he walks free, I just don't want him to say anything.
Well... You know most people aren't stupid, right?
I'm aware most people are a limited amount of stupid.
Okay, well, I hope, for your sake, that his limited amount of stupid covers his ability to ask literally any question whatsoever about my employment. He makes a short tip of his head to you, and then heads upstairs to the room where the man is sitting, or where the man is recovering. What are you going to do now? By the way, pop yourself down too on the wealth track. It is assumed that you have paid this man handsomely, and he will work to the best of his ability for you.
Good for him.
Hopefully good for you.
Too bad he always works drunk.
As long as he works. Okay, now to see Sekhva.
And arson. No.
Yes, Mr. Blaze. Will be.
Do you have a problem, Mongo?
I. Well, she's a little girl, so.
I'm aware of that.
Just hoping that you don't have any,
unresolved anger issues?
Towards her.
If so, that's a waste of hope. Let's go.
Yes, sir. He drives you to the ferry that leads you to Air Temple Island.
Okay, I'll have him wait.
Wait by the, like,
by the
car. And
then
he'll just see all of Air Temple Island on fire.
Well, if I don't take the ferry, then I won't be able to help you, Mr. Blaze.
Like you said, she's a little girl.
Okay. He sits, parks the car, decides to have a smoke, waits.
Okay. I'm going to Sekhva's room.
It's a little bit weird to see you here, but most of the people in the, most of the people on Air Temple Island do recognize you as that dude that was hanging out with Poe and Moana for a while.
Yep. Considering... Also, they saw me there with Zahar.
Yeah.
Also, it's probably like 9:30 at this point.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm curious about what Sekhva is doing at this hour.
Sleeping.
Of course she is.
For those 10
Why
minutes.
Why wouldn't I be?
Always sleep 10 minutes a night, right?
Sekhva. Sekhva, are you in there? Hello? Sekhva.
I, in your ministrations, an acolyte begins walking down the hallway and says, Oh! Albert, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you looking for Sekhva?
I am. That's why I'm standing in the hallway in front of her room, calling her name.
Well, our evening meditations are over. I think that she's sleeping right now. You might want to keep it down.
Not if I want to talk to her. Then I might have to speak up.
Are
you starting to take the Zahar approach and be an asshole?
Well,
Blaze is very cranky today for a variety of good reasons.
It's just that, well, we're done. No, sorry. Master Tenzin has told most of us that Sekhva is not to be disturbed. Apparently, she had a pretty rough day.
Perfectly all.
Yeah. So, listen. Why don't you just Give her a moment, you know, maybe a night, let her rest. We'll let you know that she came by. Come on.
Oh. I mean, do you know where to find the Midnight Monk?
What?
The Midnight Monk. You've seen him in the papers, right?
You mean like those blurry photographs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, do you know where to find him?
No, man.
Then I guess I should ask Sekhfa.
Wait, Sekhfa? Oh, seriously? Sekhfa knows where to find the Midnight Monk?
Well, she has spirit powers, doesn't she?
You know, I'm not really all that good with the whole spirit power thingy, but I hear that she's been pretty damn good at it so far.
Okay. Then I guess I'd better talk to her.
Well, this late at night, is this urgent?
Smoke coming out of nose.
I'll come back in the morning.
Well, I was going to say, I would have allowed you to roll an intimidate if you wanted to.
Well, scaring him doesn't actually help me. Like,
or just persuade.
Yeah, persuade, you know. Anything like that. Like, the reason why he's doing this is because I'm giving you an opportunity to roll some dice if you want to actually get what you want out of them. It's pretty late, but you've made a decent case that Sekhfa is a powerful airbender who might be able to help you out, so I'm going to say it's obstacle 2, persuade.
No, I'm going to pass, because he makes a very reasonable point that there's no reason I need to do this now.
Yeah.
It's just irrational anger.
Okay, do you need me to guide you out? I can help you find the front door. I know it's a bit of a maze in here. I've only been here for a couple of months now.
Why?
Why what?
Why did you come here?
Oh, I don't know. Came from the Fire Nation. I showed up on one of those big fancy airships. They said, hey, you're an airbender. You should come and eat plants and learn how to meditate with us. And I wasn't doing very much else in my life at the time. Figured maybe I'd go on a journey of a spiritual enlightenment. Feels pretty good so far.
How's it going? Spiritual enlightenment? You get there yet?
Nah, I'm not like Master Janora or anything like that. She can actually astrally project herself. I hear that not even Master Tenzin can do that. We don't tell anybody that. Well, we do, but we try not to make fun of him for it. He's very sensitive about it. You know, son of the Avatar and all. I'm a little too low level.
Anyone ever tell you you're a great conversationalist?
No.
Okay. I'll come back tomorrow.
He gives you kind of a wave off and is like, hey, come back anytime. The Air Nation is always open.
Oh my god, shut up.
So what are you doing?
I don't know. Just going to Hodman's, I guess.
Yeah.
Guess who's there?
Zahar? Mongo takes you back to Hodman's.
Zahar won't be there.
No, Zahar's not there. And, you get to Hotman's. The bouncer isn't there because the bouncer is following you. But you walk in. And, what is it? At about this time, I guess the ferry takes a little bit of time to do, so it's probably hitting about 11 o'clock by now.
Okay.
So, I'm guessing that the club is hitting its peak hours. Couple of the older folks are starting to file out because they're old and lame, and the club has kind of been, it's full of young people, hopping. what is it, a, I'm guessing it's a Wednesday night. Maybe you got some sort of promotion thing going on.
Water Tribe Wednesdays.
Yeah.
2 for 1.
Yes, each waterbender has to pay for 2.
Yeah.
Fire Nation rules!
So, what are you doing when you get in there?
I'm heading to my office.
Your office looks like it's been ransacked.
Who the fuck was in my office?
Barkeep comes up, says, "Who do you think? He made an appointment."
What? I look at my appointment book.
It's full of his
name. It's packed to the brim with Tante's name scribbled in at all times.
I burst my appointment book into flames.
Hope you got a spare. Nothing's missing, is the thing. Like, the place looks like, I mean, it's obviously your chairs are disturbed, your filing cabinets are open. Nobody left a note or anything like that, but it's very, very obvious that somebody has been here. And that somebody forced you to make an appointment with them. You are being called out by your nemesis.
And his butt print is in your chair.
Yeah, his butt print. Somebody has been sitting in your chair.
Somebody get me a new fucking chair. I call the RPD.
Republic City Police.
Connect me to Inspector Tente, please.
It's not in right now, sorry.
Well, I need to report a break-in.
Okay, sure. Where's the location?
Hotman's.
Oh, really? Somebody broke into Hotman's?
Yes.
I heard they got a whole brand new security system installed. That's impressive.
It doesn't work so well when someone comes in flashing a badge and not flashing a search warrant and ransacks through my belongings.
Well, okay. That's a little weird. Sure. Break in. Hotman's. Yeah, we'll have a dispatch officer on the way.
Great. I'll save him some time. Tente did it.
Sorry, what?
So if you want to go arrest him, that'd be great.
Sure?
Really, I didn't expect it to be that easy. Thank you. Click.
Aww. Poor Blaze, having a bad night.
This is Blaze's big day out.
I'm calling Zahar.
Okay, you call Zahar. Zahar, your phone rings. Where are you?
I'll be in my workshop. I mean, I do have that order from Tenzin, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Your security system didn't work.
Did you turn it on?
What do I pay you for?
To install a security system.
And you didn't flick the on switch as part of it?
I told you and Mongo how to turn it on.
Well, Mongo is useless. You might as well have told a rock. And it may well have been on, and Mongo turned it off for him. Who the hell knows? But Tente was in my goddamn office.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about that.
You forgot to tell me about that.
I was looking for him, and then I heard that he was probably at Hotman's, so I went there, and your barkeeper said he was in your office.
When was this?
Before Soma came to help you.
It's a conspiracy. All of you are out to just ruin me.
I'm not out to ruin you.
Your actions say otherwise.
Well, I'm sorry I forgot to mention something while you were yelling at me.
Well, now I have to go see him. Who knows what I'll tell him? Who knows what he already knows? He was digging through my stuff.
We both know you don't keep incriminating evidence just lying about in your office where someone could easily get it.
Tente is not just someone. Do you realize how successful I was before I became involved with you?
I didn't force you.
No. But there was an implicit arrangement that your actions were going to make life easier for me, not harder.
I have done what I have said I was going to do.
Great. And you're going to keep doing it, aren't you?
Probably.
You need to get in contact with the Midnight Monk.
Do you know anything about him?
He's strong. He jumps around. I've got a clear picture of him in the costume. And he knows who Moi Moi is. And from there, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to Sekfa and the rest of us.
Okay. What do you think I should do about it?
Well, the ringleader's method worked. I don't think you need to rob a bank. Just call him out. Midnight Monk signal.
Okay. How would I get the publicity to call him out?
I don't know. Call the radio, maybe? Print is dead.
I'm just imagining, like, a music request of meet someone, or, like, was it Midnight Monk? Please meet someone at this address, and now enjoy the smooth sound.
Yeah, and now hot, yeah, it's like, and now smooth jazz.
Well, hate to admit it, but you could call the newspaper and put in a classified ad about a missed connection.
Okay. I thought print was dead.
He seems like an old-fashioned kind of guy. Might work with him. I wouldn't come right out and say, hey, Midnight Monk, meet me here and now. But make it a little subtle. Because he's going to know who you are very soon.
Looking to monkey around at midnight?
Subtlety is not my strong suit.
Now, what are those? Betrayal? Creating messes for me? Neglecting to tell me when police are in my office?
This is going down the classic path of an abusive relationship.
Who's abusing who, though?
Yes.
Mutual abuse.
I tried Sekfa with her spirit powers, but apparently she needs sleep, and she's just a little girl.
Okay.
Do you know that acolyte there?
Some
name, he has a stupid face. He's been there a few months. I want to murder him.
That could probably describe a lot of them.
I'll bet it does.
They're very nice people.
Yeah, they think they're holier than thou, though, if they're not eating meat and all that.
It's true.
I'll call you tomorrow. Hopefully I'm not arrested before then.
Did you need to work out some pent-up energy?
What are you offering?
Sparring?
You realize I got stabbed, like, 10 times today.
I'll go easy on you.
Pass.
What did you think I was offering?
You're right. Subtlety is not your strong suit. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay. Have a good night. I hope it's better than it has been. Though he did not rifle through your office when I was there.
Was he in my chair?
Yes. And I told him he should have made an appointment, and then when he showed me what he did, I said, I don't think that's how it works.
It's not. It's mm-hmm. not how it works at all.
Mm-hmm.
I burned my book.
I'll get you another one.
I probably had things I needed in there. Just hang up.
Mongo produces your backup scheduler once you hang up the phone.
Grab me one of the chairs from outside, something I can sleep in.
Like one of the fainting couches, sir?
That'd be great.
He just kind of one-hands it into the room after a few minutes. What would you like it arranged?
I don't care. You can throw away that old chair or keep it or whatever.
They
you want a chair?
I think I'm a little too large for the chair, sir, but really the placement of the couch is important in regards to the feng shui of the office.
Drop the couch in a way that it's not blocking the door. Go give that chair away as a door prize, and you can stand down the arson team.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. He takes the chair, he lifts it out of the room. You can hear his bellowing voice yell, "Hey, who wants a chair?" Out in the middle of the nightclub. And the arson team stands down.
Yeah, I will collapse on that chair and go to sleep.
Hmm. It's, 11, 12 o'clock at night by now? So, I'm gonna say that, yeah, nothing else happens tonight. Y'all finally managed to get yourselves a good night's sleep.
Yay!
Hooray!
Huzzah!
So, Zahar, how are you gonna get in touch with the Midnight Monk?
Right now she's thinking of the misconnection kind of ad, but I'm not sure what to write in it right now.
Okay.
Are you trying to make it for this upcoming day's paper, or?
Seems like there would be some sort of urgency with the matter, so it would probably come with the evening paper if possible.
Yeah.
If you want to send it in, like, during the day, you can say, hey, let's put in a classified ad, you know, kind of a personal ad or something like that. Gosh, what would it be in order to make it so that some random asshole doesn't show up?
Hmm.
Would it be, not deception. Wouldn't be, there's not really a ciphering or anything like that.
Well, I would assume that there might be a few random assholes that show up.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an opportunity to get some, to run some energy off. Ow, ow, ow.
Is Lucas digging into you?
Yeah, claws. He's back on my lap now.
Ah.
Alright. I'm gonna say, this doesn't even need a roll. You're gonna put in a shitty personal ad in the newspaper. With, like, some coded language that very obviously points to, I'm calling out the Midnight Monk to anybody who is paying attention. Most people don't even read the personal ads in the paper. They were added earlier this year as kind of like an afterthought when the paper thought that it needed to, like, kind of spice things up a little bit.
So
because, you know, print is dead in the level of radio.
I was shocked to learn that those misconnection things go back to the Victorian era.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Like, those have been around.
Well, I mean, it's not like it even started in the Victorian era. I mean, you can look at graffiti on Roman bathhouses, and it's just like, you know, for a good time, call Pleiades or something like that. Like, we've been doing this shit since we were able to write things down.
I'm pretty
down.
Sure they had penis arrows directing to the brothels in Rome.
They did.
Yeah. It's like, it's funny because, like, the more things change, really, the more things stay the same with how we conduct ourselves.
Like, the Victorians had the same Craigslist bullshit, like, I saw you getting on the train and I was enamored. My heart went aflutter. Like, if you're interested in meeting more, send me a letter by carrier pigeon. Like, that shit's been going on forever.
Yep. Like I said, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I got a cat in my lap. It's great. So yeah, you can put in your ad.
I'm also trying to think of a place where I would meet.
Probably, I mean, you could just say, like, top of a building somewhere. Don't really mind.
Yes, but the thing is how is Zahar going to get to a top of a building?
A random warehouse somewhere?
Maybe, like, under the docks somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah, like, you could probably say, you know, meet me down by the docks or something like that. I'm sure that, like I said, I'm not terrifyingly worried about it.
Yeah.
The monk will be looking for ways for you to, for indications that you're trying to contact him anyway. Like, I think that was, he's like, hey, I guess we're on the same side. You know, keep your head to the ground. That kind of thing. But, what was I going to do next? Right. Morning comes around, and Blaze, you said that you wanted to go meet Sekhva.
I do.
Sekhva, what are you doing? It's early in the morning. You finally got a good night's sleep for once.
Well, I'm going to do the whole usual morning meditation, breakfast, copying the newspaper. Anything new?
I mean, there's a follow-up report on what happened with yesterday, like the evening paper. The report that was on the radio last night has been reproduced in print form for the morning paper.
Oh, okay.
Because, of course, the radio got to it first, but, you know, like, print is for people who don't have radios, and they read up on what happened last night. It's a recap of all the things. And then there's an advertisement, yeah, for the Republic City Founders Day Festival.
Oh, okay, wait, when's that happen again? I forgot.
I said it was at some point next week. Like, it's gonna happen at some point in the next week. You're reading through it, seems like it's gonna be a pretty impressive affair.
Yeah, is the Air Temple involved in some way?
I mean, people have been like preparing for the usual honor guard type things, but it seems like very few people are going to be actually participating in the parade. Most of the Air Nation's contribution to the festival is going to be in the form of like when the festival itself happens. There's going to be like a performance of airbending techniques. There's going to be a couple of speeches by Tenzin and a few other representatives. It seems like it's just kind of a giant excuse for everybody to get together and have, like, the Republic City equivalent of hot dogs. It's Independence Day, basically.
Huh. So it's, like, a bunch of food stalls and shit like that.
And so all the nations are getting together, and the whole idea is that everybody's got representatives from all the way around. Like, there's going to be traditional Air Nation, like, vegetarian dishes, and...
How was it last year?
Because
I was probably there.
It wasn't as big of a deal because it was only the 64th anniversary. This is the 65th, so you know the whole idea is the big event this year. It was fun. There were performances, there were speeches. It was basically the same thing. But the big event that's happening this year is the unveiling of the statue of Lord Zuko. Because it's like, well, Aang gets a statue.
Yeah, but sadly, Lord Zuko's one, like, old man Lord Zuko.
Yeah, it's gonna be old man Lord Zuko, like. It's not prime of his life, Lord Zuko. You know, or like Zuko riding a dragon or something. Does Zuko have a dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was...
Prison, on the dragon.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was remembering that he had correctly that he has a dragon. Is it one of the two that are remaining, or did they start, like, repopulating?
I think there are more dragons now, especially after, like, he was in charge. He probably, like, no more killing dragons happened.
Yeah, so they probably started repopulating.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Zuko so... just stood there and was like, fuck! Fuck!
Ended up getting a baby dragon of his own. He's like, I want a pet dragon! Avatar Roku had one.
Just squandered it.
Yeah. Tossed it into a fucking volcano.
Well, being like, punch volcano!
Yeah.
I have a very high opinion of him.
I don't think a lot of people have a high opinion of Avatar Roku. Arguably the shittiest Avatar after Korra.
Nope. He's worse than Korra, because Korra actually got shit done.
That's true, yeah. Whereas Roku just failed at preventing a war. Really failed at preventing the genocide of an entire race, but... So yeah, sorry. long story short, the Founders Day Festival is going to be happening next week. It's going to be a big celebration. The major part of it is the statue is the big deal this year. The Air Nation's contribution is going to be food stalls. It's going to be airbending techniques and displays. There's something about a new kind of wingsuit, but it seems like it's just DeLune came up with the idea of the bat suit and is showing it off like as kind of a night flight type thing for the Peace Corps. You know, what's the name of those Peace Corps that the Air Nation has going around with the wingsuits and stuff?
I don't think there is a name.
But it's those people who go around like spreading the word of the Air Nation and kind of helping out other nations. Like it's just DeLune's idea for a black wingsuit is starting to be presented to other people. It's like, look at our brand new sleek clothes and stuff.
I hope he repaired the hole.
Mm. Well, DeLune is nowhere to be found. I mean, he went off to find his fortune, so. But it's his sound bending techniques and his black wingsuit have popped up in conversation and as part of the presentation for this year's for this year's Founders Day Festival.
Okay.
And of course there's going to be live music.
I would like to see that.
Oh shit, there's going to be an assassination.
Of who? Like everybody's going to be there. It's going to be
Zuko.
It's going to be so hard to fucking track that shit.
Tenzin.
Hmm. But so yeah, that's your morning. I assume Blaze shows up. Like,
has anyone told me he was here yet, or does he show up before that happens?
It's mentioned in passing that you had a visitor last night, but that you'll be getting one this morning. You know, they shoot him off and let you sleep.
Okay.
Yeah. You should be expecting Blaze. He's gonna come. They tell you about it. I forgot to mention that they tell you about it. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay. So they do mention him by name.
Yeah. No, they do mention that Blaze came to see you last night.
Or Albert, I suppose.
Or Albert. Yes, Mr. Parks came to see you last night.
He seemed very urgent. Came to see you.
No. Okay. So I'll be doing my usual stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know. Blaze, when were you planning on showing up?
I don't know. I'll stop off and buy a car on the way.
Okay.
So...
Also, you are fully healed.
Yes. Good night,
well,
Trace.
I guess I'd be fully healed and all that, too.
Good
yep,
night,
everybody
Trace
is...
recovers
everyone's
all the damage
up with everything.
Energy.
Yep, everybody is fully recovered and rested. Like I said, finally you guys got yourselves a good night's sleep. After basically spending the last, like, week walking around at fucking 2 in the morning and midnight.
Yes. I'm sick of not having a car, so I buy a car.
You buy a car. Now, take yourself down one more on the wealth track.
Right,
it's a sports car. More. It's really nice. Engine 2, speed. Just so you know.
Okay. I tr- drive to Air Temple Island to take the ferry across.
But then you get impatient and just drive it into the ocean.
It's like, why isn't this car fast
enough
to go?
I can only buy one more car this session.
Yeah, you try that thing like you saw in The Movers where it just leapt over the water, but...
Turns out it didn't go quite far enough, and you're like, I thought I paid for this thing to be faster!
There's no ramp.
No ramp, no wings, no lift. You remind yourself to talk to Zahar later about tacking wings onto a vehicle. Trying to figure out why nobody's done that to a car yet.
And then she would just give him a blank look.
But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I go find Sekhvah.
About what time would you say?
I don't know, 10 in the morning?
I'm still copying a piece of newspaper.
Mm.
In my room.
Sekhvah.
Hang on, coming! And I'll finish my sentence, and then go to the door. Oh, hello.
Good morning.
Morning!
Did I tell you that you're a sound sleeper?
I don't know. No one really said anything before.
So, I have a job for you.
A job?
A job. I'll even pay you for it.
Okay. What's the job?
I need you to find the Midnight Monk.
Huh. Try.
Good. So I have Zahar on another area of it. Maybe we should pool our resources. Do you want to go see her?
Not right now. I'm not done yet.
Done? With what?
I'm copying the newspaper.
Why?
To learn new words, and practice my writing, and reading, and learning stuff.
Okay. How long is that going to take?
Well, usually it takes me a couple hours.
Oh.
I would say, like, her morning routine is pretty set. It's like, wake up, morning meditation, take care of Momoi breakfast, coffee newspaper till lunchtime. And then lunchtime happens, and then afternoon is where the variables happen.
Hmm. Well, can you speed it up at all?
I'll try to write faster?
If you leave right now, I can take you for a ride in my new car.
I really should finish this.
Overwhelmed by responsibilities. Take a moxie.
Okay. Hang on. I need to type that in. Yeah, I'm... I'll try to write faster. I'm going to go back to my desk. And...
I love your visible anxiety about this. Like, I just want to say, role-playing-wise, that's great. Thank you.
Blaze looms impatiently the entire time.
Can he also pace and look at his watch?
Yeah, absolutely.
My writing is unusually messy this morning.
Hmm.
And then you're like, no wonder she has to practice it.
Oh, practice makes perfect. Oh. So do the thing. Time passes. I don't have anything to interrupt you with.
Yeah, I guess I'll finish a little bit earlier than usual before lunch actually happens, but it's going to happen soon. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. You want to take a ride in my new car?
Okay. You have a new car?
Dude, just got it this morning.
Oh, every week. Okay.
1 week.
At least.
And I'll skip out and, well, let's see. I'm going to let Momoi know I'm going first. But then I'll meet up with the ferry place and
In between gigantic mouthfuls of hay and delightful vegetables, she gives you a loving maw.
Aww, I'll give her a hug and a kiss.
She seems warm today. Oh.
Like, yeah. Warmer than usual warm?
Not sick warm, just warm.
You're never going to go. But she's usually kind of warm, so...
Warmer.
Warmer.
Like, it's...
Blaze is just staring at his watch.
Summer.
Wait, you said summer?
Like it's late spring, and it seems like she's about as warm as she would be during the summer.
Oh. Are you feeling okay?
Head,
tongue, and...
She looks fine.
Does she feel fine? In all of the ways that can be taken.
I mean, roll me an attune to the spirits, obstacle one.
Obstacle one?
I'm going to catch the ferry. You can fly across.
Oh, okay.
We'll save some time.
Where are we meeting?
On the other side of the ferry.
Okay. I'll see you. Yes, okay.
Please take the ferry.
I have successes.
So that warmth seems definitely related to the Phoenix Egg. Definitely feels like it's kind of... It's like it's a presence that's growing within her. So there's Moi Moi, and then you can sense, like, the, previously, it was only that, like, when you were in the spirit world, the phoenix would take form, but, it's like something boiling up inside of her. You know, it's
simmering. Oh, she's gonna explode.
Yeah, she's gonna explode into fire and ash. That's how that goes.
Yep. Let's see, it's only... I haven't been able to look into any of those scrolls.
Yep. Just some food for thought for later.
Okay.
Seems like you have some other, things to deal with right now.
You seem fine right now. I'll see what those scrolls say later. Ready to go for a trip?
Saddle up and ride.
Yep.
He plays on the other side.
Oh yeah, how's little fuzzy spirit doing?
I don't know, is he with you right now?
Yes, I would have think so unless he wanted to stay behind.
Well, he's peeping around, he's on your shoulder.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'll give him a little pat.
But, so yep. Yeah, are you taking Moi Moi with you, or are you gonna, like, once you get on the other side, you're gonna meet up with Blaze and then just, like, direct her home?
Well, she's already here, so I'm taking her with me.
With the car?
Not in the car.
No, with the car.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to know if she's gonna be here with you while you do this, whatever.
Well,
if
she's done eating and she's up for flying and she's the one carrying me over, then yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, she's here.
Good. Noted that she is with you and Blaze, wherever the hell you guys are going to go. I want to know what you have in mind there, Nick, because I'm curious about what you think that Sekhva is going to do to try and do the thing.
Well, we're going to pick up Zahar first.
Okay.
Like, I know what I would potentially do, but...
And since this took entirely too long, Blaze is going to have to make up for lost time. By driving like an asshole.
So, driving like Blaze.
So, Zahar, are you at your workshop? You're just doing random shit?
Yeah, I'll be, you know, working on, you know, radios, probably.
Yeah, sounds good. Alright, Blaze shows up with Sekhva and Moi Moi and the Tribble. Gang's all here.
My tummy rumbles some.
Hello?
Good morning.
Morning.
It's, like, afternoon now, isn't it?
It's literally 12:05.
Oh, I thought it was the next day. Because I was trapped forever on Air Temple Island.
The ferry didn't come?
It's not worth getting into.
Okay.
It's not worth getting into. Did you have any luck trying to contact the Midnight Monk?
I sent in a misconnections to meet under the docks at such and such an address.
Well, I was thinking we could use Sekhva's spirit powers.
Is he a spirit?
Was Ran a spirit? She tracked him down.
I think that was because he was doing stuff directly with spirits. And I also helped find where that was.
When we ran out of this apartment and she was crawling around on all fours, tripping out.
Well, that I don't know.
Spirit powers.
Okay.
Spirit powers.
Do you have any lunch?
I don't know if there's anything in my fridge. You're free to go look.
Okay,
or
thank
ice
you.
Box.
I'll rummage through her fridge for lunch or bits of lunch.
You got bread, noodles, and a raw cabbage.
I will make
it. I wouldn't have any raw ingredients here.
I didn't say a fresh raw cabbage.
It was there when you moved in.
Neighbor's welcoming gift.
Yeah.
Raw cabbage.
But I would have thrown that out the last time I went through her fridge for food.
It's achieved sentience.
It lives there.
You get yourself together a shitty lunch.
Okay.
So.
How are you feeling, Blaze?
Well, hopefully the Rand problem is solved. If not, I will be hearing from his lawyer soon. We need to track down the Midnight Monk. Deal with him and what he knows. And then somehow prove your existence to the triple threats while not putting them on your trail.
Haven't I been in the newspaper a bunch?
Yes, but... Well, they're blaming me for what happened at the curio shop.
Okay.
So if you don't want them to burn down everything I own, which happens to include the place where you live, we should rid them of that notion.
Okay.
Those are just a few of the balls I have in the air. It's a very carefully orchestrated piece of business with many moving parts that rely on me having precise control over all of them. And when my teammates... It's not worth getting into. Again. Oh, and I need to find Tente. They
Have
said
you
they
tried
were going
your
to...
Office?
I haven't yet this morning. They said they were going to arrest him, but that seems too easy.
For rummaging through your shit?
I don't know if you're aware of this, but there are laws.
I am aware.
Right. So spirit powers.
I will return at this point with my lunch.
Quote-unquote lunch.
Yeah. Spirit powers?
Spirit power?
Sure. Midnight Monk? Finding?
Oh, right. I could ask around.
I'm thinking he's thinking about the part where you were tripping balls.
Right, can't you just smell him or something?
What?
When you tracked down Ran the other night. Yesterday. Oh god, that day was eternal.
Like you were smelling things and like rubbing your face on the ground.
Oh. That was when like I did this thing with Fuzzy Little here. And I was able to smell a whole bunch of things and things looked really weird. And I started describing all the weirdness of it all.
Yeah, so tripping balls.
Don't say that to a child.
Is that what you call it?
She's like 13.
Okay, don't say that to a young teen. In fact, don't ever say that. It's gross.
Okay.
Well,
but yes, can you track him?
I don't think it works that way. Like last time, I was able to find him, Rand, because you know he went out the window. He left some blood, all that stuff. I can still ask around. Maybe the spirits know where he is. Wonder if Ono would know where he is.
Just one second. Zahar, can I use your phone?
Sure.
I go call my own office.
Mongo picks up. Hotman's.
Mongo, is Tente in my office right now?
Tente is not in your office, sir.
Is he in the building?
No.
Have you seen him?
Not since yesterday. Oh, wait, no, I didn't see him yesterday. No, don't think so. Haven't seen him. I can tell him that you're looking for him if he stops in. He sometimes comes by at around 8:30-ish, whatever he gets off his beat.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Mongo.
You're welcome, Mr. Blaze.
Okay. Apparently I need to check.
Okay. Check what?
Oh, if a police officer has broken into my office.
Huh. That's a weird thing to check.
I agree.
So, do you want me to go start asking?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll head out and head towards the spirit world.
Hey, before you do that, I think you should roll me something.
What should I roll?
You should roll me an attune to the spirits.
Okay.
Passive? Obstacle 2.
Obstacle 2 to do what?
You're going to notice something about Moi Moi.
Oh, okay.
Well, not Moi Moi specifically, but...
The explosion of where she was before.
Right. Have three successes.
Smoking crater.
You recall that the monk was in Moi Moi's saddle. And your triple friend is peeping as you sit in the saddle and are about to take Moi Moi towards the spirit wilds.
Oh, do you notice something, little guy? I'll kind of scratch him a bit, and what do you notice?
He rolls over, and you have no idea how he's doing this because he doesn't have a mouth that you can like discern at all. But there's a scrap of leather in your saddle that you hadn't noticed before.
I will pick it up. And hold it to the light.
It's got blood on it.
Oh, whoa.
And then
whoa.
You suddenly remember that the Midnight Monk's uniform was cut open by a sword.
Oh, we're right, that happened. Maybe you could find him using this. Do you want to help me? I asked the little fuzzy triple guy.
Or whatever the hell sound he makes. So, well, how did we do this last time? Was it influence spirits?
I think it might have been.
I believe it was influence spirits to allow you to sync up and gain the ability to track things.
Yeah, I think that was what you used last time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is going to be open-ended, and I'm going to say that, you can roll attuned to the spirits, and any successes that you bring will give you that discipline rating for track.
That discipline rating?
I know, right?
Okay.
Now that you actually have influenced spirits, I thought about this.
I had it last time, too, actually.
I thought you moxied it.
No, not that time. All the times before, but last session I had it proper.
Oh, okay.
I mentioned that to you.
I'm sorry. I was working off of the fact that you had moxied it.
But, okay.
So if you, I will say that that's going to give you that discipline rating of track.
Okay.
If you can sync up with this thing.
I will try rolling 6 and see what that gives me. I have 3 from 6.
Okay. You have a discipline rating of 3 in track. And your little spirit buddy gets on your shoulder and you start tripping balls again. This time it's not nearly as jarring because you recognize the experience from last time. But there is something of an aura around the little scrap of leather that you've got.
Huh.
It's a color. There are colors everywhere in the air.
What kind of color is this one?
Yeah, it's just the color of an aura. You remember how I was mentioning that you could see, Zahar's aura, and you could see, Blaze's aura? Well, this one's got an aura as well, because it's got blood on it. You just gotta find the aura.
I wasn't sure if, things were color-coded in the spirit world in this sense. Color-coded for your convenience?
Well, I mean, it's colors that your mind can't even comprehend, so...
Okay, just vague shapes. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So, should I roll a track thingy?
First make your recovery roll.
Oh, I already did.
Okay. You're gonna want to roll track.
Okay. I will put 5d10 to this.
It is... I should give you an obstacle first.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, this is a very small piece. This is going to be obstacle 5.
Oof. Okay, I might as well use everything. See what it gives me. You're saying I have discipline. So, my target number is 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are attempting to follow the aura of a being through the entire city using nothing but a scrap of leather that has a tiny figment of their aura around it.
7. 7 out of 10.
You don't know. You don't know how you know.
I don't get too much back in recovery, though.
Yeah. But something deep inside yourself tells you that your destination is the United Forces Barracks.
So I just get that general direction?
It's exactly there.
Well, I know, but, I'm not there right now, so...
Right, but you know that that's where you need to go.
Oh, okay. So I just get a location as opposed to a direction.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Well, because you succeeded. If it was, you had met 5, it would have been, Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I get an idea of that place.
Hmm.
Huh. Have I been there before? I don't remember.
You have. It's near the President's house. It's also where Ronto hangs out.
Huh. Okay.
Raging Ronto!
So I will top off Momoi. Go back inside. Guys!
Yes?
I think I know where he might be.
See, I told you. Spirit powers.
Okay.
Where?
The United Forces Barracks?
Now an etiquette question. When approaching a fellow costume vigilante, not in their costume. Do you wear your mask?
I don't know.
I don't think you would.
Right, but if he hasn't figured out who we are, do we want to advertise that fact?
Wait, was that Georgie trying to say something?
Yeah.
I suppose the thing is I have done to Matt's connections.
I can now. I got that, like...
Can you guys hear me?
Fully yeah. 15 seconds later.
I think you might be, yeah, having some of hearing you from Nick.
Okay.
No, it's not from my microphone. It's just way later.
Hmm. That's a little weird.
Oh. Okay, that's weird.
That is.
Everything okay?
I don't know.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
You're coming in fine.
Okay.
Maybe it was just a temporary thing.
Yeah, maybe it's just a little blip.
Yeah, I remember it used to be that, like, you would, sometimes your mic would just become randomly muted or something like that.
Yeah, but
that's what I checked and it wasn't.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we still have my missed connections. If he reads that, we could see him that way.
Right. Well, what time is he supposed to meet you? When and where for that?
10 p.m. under the docks at some address.
Hmm. A stakeout. Sepha and I will wait at the barracks.
You will?
Yes. And then we see who leaves there to head for that appointment.
Huh.
That way, we're in our costumes, hidden. We see him coming out. We have all the advantages.
Okay.
Not a bad bit of business.
I'm just wondering how many weirdos will show up.
Right. Well, we know where this weirdo will be coming from.
Okay.
Zahar.
Yeah?
Your phone rings.
I will answer it. Zahar's workshop.
You hear a familiar... but... very disguised voice on the other end.
Did you put a personal ad in the paper?
Who is this?
The person you're trying to meet.
I don't believe I know what you're talking about.
I'm just looking to monkey around at midnight. And I need your help.
Excuse me?
I think maybe you should come to the United Forces barracks at a later time than your projected meeting.
Is that a prank caller?
I think it might be a prank call.
Give it to me, I know how to deal with these people.
I don't end the phone over.
Hello? Hello, are you there?
Did they hang up?
They did.
No, no one here.
Oh.
It's very obviously the Midnight Monk trying to disguise his already disguised voice.
Yes, I know.
Confirming, by the way, that yeah, he put two and two together.
So what was that about?
I'm pretty sure it was the Midnight Monk.
Okay.
It was? Oh. Why? Wait, then why did you say it was like a prank call? And...
It's banter, you wouldn't understand. What did he want?
To meet at the barracks at a later time.
How did he know? How did he know?
Know what?
Did he call us 2 minutes after we discover where he is?
That I don't know.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Cat's out of the bag now.
So, when are we going to go over there?
Now.
Now?
Seems like now.
Okay.
Pile in. I'll drive.
I'll drive myself, thank you. I got a new bike.
I got a new car.
After my experience being in Blaze's car, I'm gonna go straight for Momoi.
Alright, I guess we'll meet there.
So what happened to your old car?
I'm a terrible mechanic.
That's not what Mongo said.
Zahar, you know this charming thing where you push my buttons? It's become less charming.
I could give you driving lessons.
Less charming.
Okay.
Are we leaving now?
I'll get on my new bike and head off.
Okay. Sounds like we're away.
Sounds like Segfa probably got there first.
Yeah, easily. Absolutely.
I'll land on a nearby rooftop if there is one. Is there one?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
There's the barracks.
In fact, there's the barracks themselves, and you start to realize where you ought to be going.
Okay.
There is a hangar for the United Forces fleet of mecha tanks, because those have become quite popular since the Equalist Revolution.
That's where I'm heading towards.
That's where your spider sense is telling you to go.
I will hold off and, like I said, find a nearby rooftop.
Patrol comes by, sees that there's a flying bison on the roof, and calls up to you. Hey!
Huh? What?
What are you doing up there?
Just flying. What are you doing down there?
Looking out for people like you! Aren't you one of the Air Nation people?
Yes?
You know you shouldn't be here, right?
No?
Well, you shouldn't be here.
Oh, why?
Well, because you're not allowed here. This is government property.
Like, but...
It's a military base. What are you doing on the roof of the barracks of the military base?
I just wanted to look for a place to land.
Well, land outside!
Okay, fine!
Gosh!
You're so mean!
I'm doing my job! You're the rude one. Landing on a roof like that, you should be glad that I didn't set you on fire.
Well, that would have been worse.
It would have been defense. Get out of here. Fucking kid.
I'm going to blow a raspberry at him while he leaves.
What was up with these fucking Air Nations? Think they could fly in anywhere just because they got a bison.
And I will pick a nearby rooftop.
I need a plane so I can just fly anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, nearby rooftop outside of the barracks. Blaze and Zahar show up.
Okay, where to?
Apparently, like, it feels like that hangar right there. There was a mean guy who was, you know, yelling at me when I was trying to go nearby and grumble.
Shall we go then?
Sekfa, I'm gonna buy you something. What do you want?
Books?
Okay, books it is. I should probably get you some food, too, because you were just eating garbage.
Oh, well, that's all Zahar had in her refrigerator, and I did miss lunch.
That's sad. That's sad, Zahar.
Okay, I can't really cook.
Can you eat?
Yes.
I could teach you how to cook.
You should have food.
I hadn't had time to grocery shop.
Right, moving on. Let's go to that hangar.
Yeah.
They're not going to just allow you in.
No, probably not.
That's why you just walk like you belong there.
Yep.
Give him a salute, you know, walk by.
I'm going to be leaving Moomai up on the rooftop that I recently landed on, the Gorilla Patch.
All right, well, I mean, you're approaching the base. There's the usual front desk kind of horse shit. Stage of business.
We're here to see Soma.
Hey! You're Zahar!
I am?
Yeah, Soma talks about you a lot.
Ooh, did she talk about me?
Little Air Nation girl?
Yeah,
you guys are... No, that's right. You guys, she said, well, you guys are allowed to come and visit. Hang on a second, I'll just go and notify her that you're here. You're, you got the whole class thing going on. Can you, just... 1 second. So, yeah, he radios it in. And a few minutes later, Soma arrives at the, front gates, sweating.
Do you need, like, a blow dry?
No. What are you guys doing here?
It's a matter of life and death. We gotta get inside.
She gives you, like, a... You, specifically, like, a you fucking serious kind of look.
I just smile.
Zahar, what are you guys doing here? I'm in the middle of teaching. Well, not in the middle, I just ended one of my sessions, but...
There could be some illicit action in the armed forces.
Illicit actions?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
People breaking the law?
Oh. Well, it... On the base?
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't you report this to the military police?
We want to make sure there's something to report.
Okay. Sorry, what? Hang on. Let's go this way. She, takes her way, leads you in, waves by the guard, and then, takes you out of his earshot. What are you talking about? What's going on? Okay.
Well, someone's gotta tell her.
I found the monk!
There we go.
You found the monk?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, there's this little thing, just a little bloody look, like right there.
Mm.
And then... This little guy, he's really good at tracking. And then we did this rub thing, and then
spirit
there comes your power.
Okay.
Spirit mumbo jumbo.
So, you think the monk is on the base?
Yes. And then I'll, like, describe the barrack or place. That I have
the hangar.
The hangar, that's where we store all the mecha tanks and a lot of our weapons.
Oh. Huh.
Well, that could be problematic.
Not really. I mean, it's an armory.
Yeah, if you're going to corner someone somewhere, an armory is not the best choice.
Yeah.
Well, okay. She leads you to the hangar. Waves you past the guards. Apparently she spends some time in here or something, but you're able to get through.
Alright, Tekfa, this is your show.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Zahar, roll me a passive notice.
Where are my dice? I got got one success.
Okay. Sekfa, you know you're supposed to be here. You're not sure where to go, but you know you're supposed to be here.
Do I notice anything just looking around?
Well, the hangar is filled with the latest and greatest models of mecha tanks, because of course this is the center of Republic City's military operations, and for whatever reason, you civilians are allowed to walk inside. Probably because you're accompanied by a member of personnel. You probably could.
Any chance I can take a souvenir?
No, there is zero chance whatsoever that you can take anything out of here.
I'm going to start walking around, since I don't know specifically where or what.
Okay. There are a variety of chambers inside of it. You can start searching those systematically. When Soma stops you in front of one of the doors. Hold it. Nope. Oh. Hmm? Sorry, can't go in there.
Oh. Why? What's in there?
Experimental stuff. It's, part of a new thing. Okay, not really supposed to be telling you about this, but... we've been looking into new kinds of, weapons, I guess? I'm not really sure what...
Improved bending?
I guess that's a good way to... Well, no, do you remember those walking suits that came about a while back? During the Kuvira conflict?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Republic City... We started trying to figure out ways to, you know... Make those smaller and easier to use, and see if we could try and finally one-up Varric at something. So a lot of the places around here, like, very dangerous experimental weapons, and I really don't think we should be in here, or that you should be snooping around here. I mean, it's nice if you want to look at the mecha tanks and all of that stuff, but this is... I'm not even sure. I feel like I'm going to get in so much trouble if we get caught.
Yeah, you should probably leave then.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're not supposed to go in there, I'm going to look around the rest of the place before potentially going to that place.
Okay.
I'm going to, look at this door.
It's a really nice door.
Shame if anything happened to it. Shame if we had someone that knew how to bypass locks.
Are you going to try and bypass the lock?
Not with people watching me.
Do I see anything else in the rest of the place?
Yeah. That door.
Just that door?
That door. So, really important.
Okay, I'm
gonna
back at that door.
I'm going to saunter my way over to one of the mecha tanks across the room.
Mm-hmm.
Opposite from that door,
mm-hmm.
And just start climbing up into it.
Soma is going to be like, "Hey, whoa, what are you doing?"
I'm trying to unlock the door.
Okay.
What's my obstacle?
Your obstacle is your obstacle is 3.
Is what?
3.
3.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get a look up in the cockpit. You didn't
no!
say I could do that.
You absolutely can't do that.
You said I couldn't take one home.
I got 3.
You crack the lock open. Blaze, if you want to keep Soma's attention, you're going to actually need to continue make some sort of roll to do this.
Okay.
I believe it's inherent to socialite is grab attention, so.
Yeah.
I'm not a socialite.
Oh, I thought you were.
Huh. He's an investigator.
Oh, right. Yeah, you took that.
But I will still make you a grab attention.
Okay.
Just surprise her and just
and
kiss
don't forget
her.
Your don't forget your recovery roll, Zahar.
Okay. Sure. I will put 7 energy into that.
Uh-oh.
And I'm
1.
Gonna say this is well, it's gonna be versus her passive steadfast anyway, so.
Okay. That I do have.
Well, she doesn't have it, so.
So maybe it'll work out to your benefit.
It does, because she doesn't get any successes.
Oh, I think at this point I'm coming around back.
You are suitably distracting the fuck out of her.
I'm going to slip into the room and shut the door.
So I definitely can't turn on the strobe light.
Stop it! Oh!
What's going on?
Zara, you're inside the chamber.
Yeah. I will...
There are a bunch of capsules lining the walls. It's a pretty large... It's like the size of a small warehouse. I mean, this is basically... The hangar is like one enormous warehouse, and then there are like sub-warehouses inside of it. There are, like little kind of tubes lining the wall filled with water.
Huh.
Hmm. And inside of each of these tubes is some kind of what appears to be a suit.
Okay.
And I think you pretty much immediately recognize this as the costume that the Midnight Monk has been wearing.
Okay.
It is a head-to-toe suit that is completely submerged in water like this.
Should I take it?
I don't know how you're getting one out of here.
Yeah, I mean, they're all pushed inside of, like... They're all kind of, like, sealed inside of these chambers. Roll me a passive notice.
I got 3. I'm surprised by that.
One of the chambers tucked back in, like, into the back of the area, you can look in the suit inside and see that there is a very small tear in the front of the suit around the stomach area. And that it looks like it's been, like, somebody has tried to, like, kind of tailor it back together, like, seal it up.
Okay. So, yes, the suit from last night.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's what you find. You find a suit full, or a room filled with whatever the hell it is that the Midnight Monk is wearing. What are you doing?
So, I want to get a closer look at these suits, see if I can figure out what they do and all that kind of stuff.
That is going to take you a pretty hefty invention roll, because this is tech that you have never seen before. I'm going to say it's... Hey, you can't eat that. Stop that. I'm going to say it is obstacle 3. Obstacle 4 technician.
Oh, I got so you have times a discipline 3 technicians. So
yeah,
that's
what
I got the 3
of. Yeah, I believe it's a 5 or higher. So it's going to be an obstacle 4 invention roll.
Okay. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, exactly.
All right, make your recovery.
I'm gonna roll a recovery.
So
I got all but one back.
That's good. It seems like these suits are... There's a couple of documents strewn about that point to what the suit's intended purpose appears to be. It's pretty literally a... You don't understand how the engineering of it works, but it's almost like a water suit. Like, what it's meant to do
is... It's filled
is,
with water is what you're
it's
saying?
It's a suit, and it's like, you're looking at the entire... And it looks like it's basically like somebody is wearing a waterbed.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah.
It's like a suit, and like there's like the rubber on the inside or something, and it's filled
with water.
And
it's just filled with water. And whatever the hell it is, like, you can see... You're looking at some of the statistics on this thing, and this thing is heavy. Like, absurdly heavy.
Okay.
Like, it would take a monumental amount of strength just to be able to move in it, and even then, like, it's obviously meant to surround somebody with a lot of water. Effectively, like, from a game mechanic perspective, it would be giving waterbenders the bonus that they get by having that abundance of water around them, but localized inside of a suit. And you're looking at all these, like, statistics around it. It's like, they, you know, their
there's things where it's like, it shows somebody doing like the waterbending form that you've seen Soma do before, where she pulls up ice and stuff, and it's like hardening the suit, and it's like making it hit harder, or like bending yourself forward. And it's just basically meant to be like a super suit for waterbenders.
And then you could make it into a pressurized heat sink if they were ever on your bad side.
And that's the other thing. It's like it looks like a lot of the little niceties of dealing with other bending have been taken into account with this. Like, the rubber inside of it is meant to, like, block electricity. There's, like, flame retardant material on the inside to make sure you don't get boiled. There's all sorts of, like, somebody was thinking really hard about this. Like,
it will still get really hot. Like, there's nothing that'll just instantly cool boiling water on the inside.
I mean, face changing.
Do you know how long it takes to boil
just,
water?
Yeah.
Even with a super hot heat.
And not only that, but waterbenders are also... Yeah, they're also capable of changing the phase of, like, the state of water as well. So they would just turn it, like, into ice, or they would take the vapor and stuff like that. And it's like, but the, actually, that's something I've always wondered about with waterbenders, was where they can turn water to liquid to ice, and they can turn ice to liquid. Could they turn liquid to gas? Is there steam bending?
Well, I mean, Katara was working with Aang with the clouds. I can't recall it.
I imagine they probably needed, like, it would probably be, like, kind of a team type thing.
Or maybe it would just take a lot longer.
Or they've made, like, fog cover before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nobody's, like, scalded
people with it. Yes, but is it hot?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they're just throwing little droplets of water in the air.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like how metal bending, you can bend the earth that is in metal, and, like, booze bending, you can bend the water that's in booze.
Yeah, it's unclear if they can actually make water hot.
Mm. But, yeah, these suits are, they are, like, this is, you're reading document, and really, the tech is fascinating, how they've, like, engineered the suit to be, like, flame retardant, and, like, it's like, meant to, apparently the documents for it date back to the Equalist Revolution. Like, it looks like they were trying to come up with something that stops, all those shock sticks that the Equalists were using in the shock gauntlets. They were trying to develop an anti-shock weapon. It's kind of ironic that it would be filled with water, but I guess the whole thing was just too fucking heavy.
They should have filled it with water encased in metal.
Yeah, so here's what you're learning. Whoever's wearing the suit would need to be able to bend, and they would also need to be tremendously strong just to be able to move around.
Okay.
Like, you'd have to be huge, or something. Or possibly even be able to bend without moving your limbs, so that you could, like, use the momentum to continue bending. Because, I mean, there are some benders out there who can do that without, like, doing forms. I think Amon was one of them.
Okay.
So you've learned something.
I'm gonna try to peer out the doorway.
Mm-hmm. Soma is continuing the game of keep away with Blaze.
I'm gonna
try to help her
and shut and lock the door.
Jeez, fine, I get it. Really protective of this stuff.
It's not my job, but
yeah, see? Look, I'm done. I get it.
Alright, I just don't want to get in any more trouble. I keep trying to tell you.
You're out.
Yeah, I'm out. Please?
So it doesn't make you even a little bit curious that the Midnight Monk is operating right under your nose?
Are they?
Maybe.
It's possible.
I guess.
But I guess we'll never know.
Yeah. Well,
aww. Zahra, passive notice again.
One.
And, Sekfa, you too.
Okay. Bet I'm not good on energy right now, but...
Because you got your little
I also
buddy.
Have one.
Okay.
Wait. We're not synced, though, huh? Unless Shug was, huh?
I don't know. I assume that we're still in the scene because you are still like using the power to kind of work your way around. So I would say you can give yourself an X. Like, I believe I gave this thing notice and insight as well. So I'm gonna say that you can use that. So you have a discipline rating of 3 for your passive notice.
Wait, but I already have a discipline. Confused. Like I as a sage already have.
You have notice?
Yes, I have notice.
Okay, well, you have 3 now, instead of 2.
You're saying you use that better discipline rating instead of adding using them the together. Better one. So 5s are higher.
I see. Nope. Still 1. I didn't roll very well.
If only I had the boost, because then I would have had a couple of 7s.
Right. Alright, that's fine then. So my kind of wrinkles her face a little bit, and it's like, kinda.
Alright, well, thanks for the tour. Sorry we couldn't go in the super secret room, but, you know, rules are rules.
Well, some lovely mecha tanks.
Wait, but weren't you just in the mecha tank, and wasn't that a rule that you weren't supposed to touch anything?
No, well, the rule as it was explained to me was that I wasn't allowed to take anything home.
Oh,
it wasn't until I got in the mecha tank and started flipping switches that I was told about this no-touching rule.
Oh.
And that's why I was so confused.
Okay, that makes sense.
Good. It seems to have been clarified now.
Yep, crystal clear. In fact, maybe we'd better get out of this hangar altogether.
Hmm. Yeah, probably. Thank you, Soma.
Mm-hmm. Soma just stands there, like, dumbfounded.
Bye? I'll see you next time. I'll wave a bit.
Yeah.
Have a good day. We should have tea sometime.
Right.
Have you seen my new shop? It's a nice shop.
No, I haven't.
You should stop by sometime.
You should. They'll probably maybe eat before you go.
Or bring food with you.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can order in. Zohar, you're on a first-name basis with your delivery man, right?
Yeah.
Thought so.
Alright, so you guys, like, she just kind of stands there in the middle of the hangar. It's slowly dawning on her that she has been duped.
She's like, oh shit, Zahar knows how to unlock things.
Yeah, they're being very cooperative right now.
Yeah.
That's not Zahar.
It's like, huh. Yeah, you make your way off the barracks and,
yeah. Back to my place?
I don't know, do we need to break back in?
What was that?
Do we need to break back in?
I might have some information.
Okay.
I don't think it's anything we could carry out.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have to meet the monk later, right?
Yep.
So we're coming
later
back?
Yes, we're coming back.
Oh, okay. When?
Later than 10.
Later than 10. You're in bed by then.
Come on, you had a full night of sleep last night.
Right. But I want a full night of sleep every night.
Why would you want that?
Why wouldn't I want that?
It'll make you sluggish.
No, it won't.
Take away your edge.
Every other night's good enough for me.
Oh, that much?
Yeah, I'm kind of lazy like that.
Yeah.
Fine. What if we take you home and you can take a nap?
I have other things to do, too.
Okay, so it's settled. We meet back at Zohar's shop 9:30.
Okay.
And then we will probably just land in front of the barracks and sit on a sky bison.
Yep. Should we be in outfits?
I don't know.
There's a possibility it could be a trap if we're on his turf.
Right, but he already knows who we are. At that point, I think we're risking our identities more by wearing the outfits.
Okay.
If we're not in the outfits, I mean, we are the kind of people who just randomly show up to the barracks.
True.
Alright, so it's settled, Sekva?
Okay. 9:30,
my place?
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'm gonna fly off on my way.
Okay, I'll see you there.
See you then.
I go back to Hotman's.
I head to my shop. And I will write down everything I remember about the suits.
Very important. So, please.
Yes.
At around 4 in the afternoon, while you are duking around in your office preparing for the evening's activities, you get a telephone call. Or rather, Mungo brings the phone to you.
Who is it?
The police station, sir.
Albert Parks?
Hey, Mr. Parks. Hi.
Hello.
So I just wanted to follow up with you about your little filing of a break-in yesterday. And I got a statement from Inspector Tante, and he said that he didn't ransack your office. Actually, I think he said that your associate Zahar could back him up on this, saying that he left before she did? Like, I guess he was there at Hotman's that night and he tried to meet with you, but I don't think that he ransacked your office. Like, that's what he said, that you can just ask Zahar about it and then she'll mention that, you know, yeah, you left beforehand. So, I just want to let you know that we're going to launch an investigation. We're going to see if who did do the break-in. Not really sure where we're going to go here. We'd like to dispatch a couple of officers to the scene, if you...
Connect me to Tente, please.
Sure. What time? Yeah, oh, good. Yeah, he should be in the crime lab. One second. Genji Tente.
You're late. According to my appointment book, we have something scheduled for right now.
Nah, sorry. Figured I would cancel.
So, we have some business?
Nah. Not anymore. There's a little matter of, You know, Mr. Tinder?
He's an attorney, right?
Yeah, an attorney. I've worked with him a couple times in the past. Sometimes on one side of the stand, sometimes on the other. Just wondering if you might know if you're, somebody might have put him up to providing some legal assistance for the fellow that you brought in the other day.
Why would I know that?
No, you brought the guy in. I was wondering if you had also known who had arranged for legal protection for him. You guys seem to be very good at doing the detective work.
Yes, well, we're fantastic. Unfortunately, I was not allowed to speak to Ran after he was brought in.
Yeah, that was by design.
Then how would I know who hired his legal representation?
Well, I mean, you're... certainly have been... your associates certainly have taken the employee of Mr. Tinder in the past. Just figured I'd ask if you might have known anything.
My associates? In the nightclub industry?
In several of the industries beyond the nightclub.
Mechanics?
He's a very well-known name.
Yes, I am familiar with Mr. Tinder.
Very well-known name.
That does not mean I am familiar with his client list, especially in relation to people whom I have arrested.
Well, good to know. Just was a little bit worried. Seemed kind of suspicious. But suppose not.
So, then I'm assuming that Ran has clammed up, then.
No, quite the opposite.
Really? Well, Mr. Tinder is no slouch. I assume he knows what he's doing.
Sorry, you what must was have this had... call for?
Oh, this call is because you broke into my office and wrote all over my appointment book that we had some sort of urgent business.
No, I made an appointment.
Regarding what?
Well, it was going to be about a couple things I had to ask you about, but...
But?
I don't need to ask you about
it. And why is that?
Because I don't.
Mr. Tente.
Mm-hmm.
Now, correct me if I'm much mistaken. You're a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you were a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard of warrants, correct?
Yeah, it's required to search something.
Yes, so the next time you want to walk into my office uninvited and search it, I suggest you have one.
You seem to be under the impression that I have searched your office.
Well, I have several witnesses who place you in my office.
Have you thought of asking them about any other people that might have gone into your office that night?
Yes.
Have you?
Of course I did.
Because I'm pretty sure there was somebody else in your office that night that you are not investigating right now.
You're accusing Zahar of ransacking my office.
I am accusing Zahar of no such thing. She doesn't seem like the type. Seems like the kind of person who would want to lock something up as opposed to open it.
If you say so. That's why you're such a good detective. You have that read on people.
I would like to point out that I did leave your office before Miss Sahar did. She also walked into it. Now, I'm not going to deny that I walked into it. I was looking for you. I am no longer looking for you. And I did make an appointment.
That's not how it works.
Well, you should tell that to Zahar, because she definitely did not make an appointment.
She doesn't need one.
And according to your boss, I don't either. You've been causing a lot of trouble lately, Mr. Police.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You never do. And that's going to be a downfall. And he hangs up. And that is where we leave it for the night.
Okie dokie.
Because it's 9:30, you guys got to the encounter that I had wanted to do in some weird roundabout way, so this is going to be real fucking interesting.
Weird roundabout way?
What did we do in a weird roundabout way?
Just, there's going to be an encounter. It's at the barracks.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
It's where I was shoving you towards.
Spirit powers.
Yeah, spirit powers happened.
Well, I got 4 vehicle XP now.
Oh, that's good. All right, so you guys did a fair amount of very impressive detective work today. I'm going to give you all 6 experience each, and I'd like you to justify your ideals.
I can't really think of a protect.
Hmm.
I mean, sort of, but not really.
Okay.
I made fun of Blaze's driving skills.
Hmm. I was trying to give you a bit of an in with that thing with Tenzin at the start of the session, where, you know, like, talking about, just kind of reminding you that Moi Moi is an entity in your life and that you should try and be a bit more nurturing towards her.
Hmm. And I did omit the whole vigilante bit from him,
even though
I was saying the truth the whole time. I did do stuff with Zahar.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive that you managed to simultaneously tell the truth and use that truth to lie to him. I figured, well, she's telling the truth, so I don't really need to make her make a deceive roll, so I figured that I'd just let that slide. But yes,
I don't know if that would count for stuff or not.
The Tenzin status right now is currently the United Nations default of deeply concerned.
Isn't he always deeply concerned, though?
Isn't the United Nations always deeply concerned?
Yep. So...
And both of them are useless.
Ouch. You are hard on Tenzin and Korra. Because there's no way she's the worst avatar.
No,
I know that she's not. It's just... Actually, no, technically now she is, because she's been disconnected and restarted the avatar cycle anew. So while she is the worst avatar, she is also the best avatar.
Yes, of the current cycle, she's number one.
Yes.
And the worst.
Well, I mean, she rebirthed the Air Nation.
That's true.
Something Aang couldn't do.
Well, Roku continued to fuck shit up from beyond the grave.
Yep.
Also, I would argue that Aang certainly did everything that was in his physical power to start reviving the Air Nation.
Yep.
By having three kids? Come on.
Yeah, only one of them was an airbender. Terrible.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but that guy's
like he just,
children.
Like, fucked until there was an airbender. It's like, eh, good enough.
Yeah,
but all four of that guy's children are going to be benders.
Yeah, I was watching the one with, Zhang Zhang, the firebending master, when Roku shows up and convinces him to teach Aang firebending out of order. Because Roku is the worst avatar even beyond
the grave.
And then
there's one he was like, kill Zuko.
Yes.
Right in the promise.
Yep.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, Roku was like, you have to kill Zuko.
To Aang?
Yes,
yes, that part was in the comics.
Oh, right, yeah, when the crisis happened and Zuko was like, no, I'm pulling out of the United Republic.
It was basically Zuko asking Aang to promise, if I go rogue, kill me. And then Roku was convincing Aang to kill him.
Gone rogue, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Roku is a piece of shit that can't read people for shit.
Jesus Christ, Roku. God.
And
the more you guys...
punch a volcano into submission.
Yes, the more you guys...
After already evacuated.
Everyone's evacuated on boats, like, far away, and he's like, I must kill this dragon and punch the volcano! Mm.
The more you guys talk about Roku in this light, the more I am convinced that, yeah, he actually is pretty much the worst avatar.
Whoa. I mean, he's worse than that random waterbender. It's like, yeah, I use my powers to get chicks.
Well, they at least reigned over peaceful times.
Yeah.
Roku didn't. He was just too incompetent to do anything about it.
Well, it was my best friend. He wouldn't do anything bad.
I think the problem is that it was his misplaced trust in people.
I think it was because he couldn't read people at all.
Blaze, you're doing a pretty damn good job of, organizing and ordering plans. Do you want to try and justify your ideal here?
I don't know. I don't feel like I got anywhere this session because Blaze just got really pouty.
He was really pouty.
I don't know. You discovered through a large portion of shenanigans, like, you discovered the source of the Midnight Monk's powers.
That's true. I did push that forward.
Mm.
Mostly by telling the little girl to do it for me.
And then distracting while another girl tried to figure it out.
Yeah, you're working behind the scenes.
I'm a manager, okay?
Yeah, it's occurred to me that I need to start calling in Blaze's bosses in the Agni Kai, is the other thing. I would like to know more about them, although I'm surprised that you didn't melt down. And, like, it was very obvious you were trying to pick a fight with a lot of people. I'm surprised that you didn't, like, go ham on Ran in the hospital and just assume you would be able to run away from it.
I mean,
you just kind of hurt.
Yeah, well, first of all, I was at 5 health. And Blaze, even when he gets pouty and angsty, isn't dumb.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he definitely snaps at people, but he's not going to go try to murder a guy under police observation.
Right. In a hospital, near triple threat territory.
Yes. But, I think that your general chess master attitude is a reasonable assertion of your will to advance. Like, you are trying to pick up the pieces of what you believe to be compromised so that you can continue forward. So I would say that that's a fair justification. Zara, okay. have you been talking about replacing your ideal for equality with something else?
I don't know if, maybe she would go for truth.
Truth?
Maybe bringing truth out to light, like how she, worked with, 6 months ago to bring the truth about the elections out.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
trying to get the truth about the Midnight Monk. I don't know.
Justice?
Truth?
Justice.
Yeah,
The American way.
Justice, I don't know.
Well, justice can take many, many forms. I think if you wanted to pick justice, you'd have to be a little bit more specific about it.
Yeah.
Like, there's moral justice, there's relative justice, there's absolute justice, the idea that, rule of
and
law
maybe
is...
I'm a communist and I'm going to take that kind of justice, I don't know.
Shoot somebody in the back of the head for not being loyal to the state?
One of their characters is a communist. Who has
the
same ideal as you of equality. Only his is economic equality.
Power to the proletariat.
Yep.
I mean, it would kind of make sense given the time period that there would be a bunch of fucking pinkos.
Yep.
I mean, so her might be a little bit communist, but I don't think she's full communist.
No. The equalists were more about classism than anything else, which really is the most important kind of discrimination. But. So, I guess I want to know, truth is a good ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Justice is also a good ideal.
Going between, truth, justice, and then, I don't know.
The American way.
Might makes me right. No.
No, the Midnight Monk is might makes right.
You can do anything as long as you have a getaway vehicle. No.
That actually sounds like more Blaze than you.
I don't know.
Although you certainly have a hell of a getaway vehicle.
Through police lines.
I feel like Zahar and Blaze are feeding each other's worst habits.
Yes!
Fantastic. And it's only going to end in mutual destruction.
Yes!
I'm actually really glad that you didn't melt down and start attacking people because, your story's not over yet.
Yep. Well, they're... was definitely an outcome to this session and possibly future sessions where Blaze becomes Zahar's first supervillain.
Well,
but not tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight is not that night. She knows.
To think that it's going down that path, but yeah, but more importantly, the source of the monk's powers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an interesting way to go about.
And I know he has some sort of in with the government's military.
That's true.
And he's a waterbender.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's a waterbender.
You're doing some damn good detective work.
Gotta show up the police somehow.
Well, Tante's not focusing on the Midnight Monk.
Yes, but there are other incompetent police that are, I'm sure, focusing on that.
That's true. Also, I don't think Tante's incompetent.
No, he's police. He's incompetent.
That's true. It kind of comes with the territory. He's also an attorney, though.
Yes, but he decided to become, police detective, so that therefore makes him incompetent.
That's true, yeah. He's at least part-time incompetent.
This is the longest wrap-up ever.
I don't know. I'm having fun. I mean, this was a longer session than usual. I still haven't... I'm sorry. Back to the topic at hand. Zahar needs an ideal, and I need you to choose. And I need you to tell me how you played it up. I'm basically giving you an opportunity for a free experience point here, because you could totally just pick whatever fits what we just described.
Yeah.
I personally, I don't want to poison the well, but I think that Zahar is more in line with truth than justice.
Yeah. I think she's a little too slimy for justice.
Yeah. But truth is the kind of thing that can get you what you want as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think I might go with truth.
Okay. You can take your extra experience point. I think you all can take your extra experience points. You are...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, it was kind of fuzzy.
I'm really trying to push you towards keeping a closer eye on Moi Moi as well.
Well, I've been trying to bring her with me everywhere, you know. But, you know, at the same time, it's
a little
problem
tough.
The whole time I've been having her.
It's kind of hard to fit a flying bison in an urban setting.
Yeah.
And I think you've been doing a really good job with it. And sometimes it's really funny.
Crash through bank!
Just crash through a bank wall. What are you doing up there? Alright. So, I think that's all for us. I'm going to turn the recorder off. Good night, everybody.